And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
No fear. I don't know. I am kind of afraid of this, so let me show you this. These are nice big oranges, okay? And then sometimes you get some mutant oranges. It's like a grapefruit thing. Yeah, I think this is the one that the chickens hang out by. This one's not. Okay. I just wanted to show you that. Let's take a look at these. These are the signs all the downtown Phoenix, in Scottsdale, wherever, all the NFL experience stuff going on for Super Bowl. And you have pedal caps. See, a lot of time people don't, you know, they want to buy the big, kind of do whatever. You know, I like the pedal caps. They're freaking everywhere. So we have eight of these that are logoed with the Bitcoin Summit. And with the Freedom's Phoenix. Now, we've done the Freedom's Phoenix before, of course, you know, for these pedal cabs over the years and different events and just, you know, doink the bad guys. But I'm going, yeah, let's do the Bitcoin Summit thing. So I went ahead and had these done this weekend real quick and put them up, and they're just zooming around all over the place, already getting calls. Now, I went and did the contract for the Bitcoin Summit for the resort, Sheraton Crescent, that we have here in Phoenix, where we've done the Freedom Summits in years past. Now, we've done several places. We've done the Freedom Summit, and this one has been, it's really worked out well. It's expensive, but it's, it's nice. So we're going to, you know, have a good time, and it has a really good atmosphere there. It's a good central location. It's near the freeway. It's, you know, I mean, it's a lot of good trades. So what we're going to do is just pimp it out a little bit for a one-day deal. Normally, we just, you know, go stupid for a few days. It's just way too much work. So we need to slam in a bunch of information that people can make sure that they understand what Bitcoin is, where it came from, why, and that we're in a situation to where they have a workshop where they have a lot of people, volunteers and such, that are there helping them. I'm going to go ahead and through the weekend, we're at the stage to where I start contacting, ask some guys, contacting various different exchanges and stuff, that we want to give them a chance. The thing is that I don't know if they want to be involved in an event that's also going to include the anarchist side of Bitcoin. I mean, I don't mind everybody getting the full spectrum of everything and everybody knowing with everything, but I'm like, no. Now, it's not like I would have a FinCEN required compliant ATM, Bitcoin ATM machine and not another one. I mean, that's just not going to happen. So, you know, it's, if they're all hip to everybody competing with everybody, you know, I say, oh, these are fully compliant devices and services that the band have, the, you know, blah, 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 you know, fine. And over here are not. And that's one thing I haven't seen is it's always advocates and marketing amongst ourselves. You know, it's always, we want to make sure that I don't know, this wide adoption mantra thing, and it has nothing to do with it just being good. When I was talking to the young woman Angela, she is the rep that represents the resort that we've worked with over the years. Nice girl. You know, she's very conscientious. She's always been, you know, taking care of us. I mean, she's busy a lot, and you got to wait sometimes for different guys. She's busy. But, if I'm just patient with her and so on, she'll take care of business. Well, she took the time yesterday, and I was in a hurry, so I was there probably no more than an hour. But she, on sit down, she goes, okay, tell me about Bitcoin. What the hell are you talking about? So I'm going, okay, well, you know, fortunately, at BitcoinSummit.info, we had at the top of the page a couple of articles that kind of, you read those two and you start to get an idea. One, this last weekend, the Wall Street Journal came out and, you know, Bitcoin is the greatest financial development in 500 years. I mean, they just went on, and they did a really good job about all the aspects of it and what it's used for and blockchain technology and how you could record documents and this and that, and, you know, just a lot of stuff. A lot of benefits of it, why it's popular, and why it's getting invested in. Another article right by it was the one about the Winklevoss twins and how they're going to be uber compliant and have an exchange that government's going to love them long time, and Ben Lasky is one of their, you know, party buddies. So I'm going, okay, you know, so you put those two up there and you kind of give them a breadth a little bit, and then of course a lot of the other information a little bit different, you know, a little bit of controversy, the debates between Cody and Bruce and Andreas Antonopoulos coming on talking about it and such. So by the time you get just with the front page, I put enough up there that they're like, okay, I, you know, got a beat on it. This workshop is going to be different. It is going to be a full-blown because we've done this before with people here in Phoenix. And when they have all these Bitcoin gatherings and everything, and exchanges, and the local guys are selling, and they're showing their little poker chips and their Cassatius coins and all whatever paraphernalia that they got, is not the same as explaining it to someone that owns a business that's ready to, you know, listen. And he can just push a button, flip a switch, and say, okay, boom, now we take Bitcoin. You know, where do you go? How many gazillions of dollars do you pay somebody you don't know talk about this weird thing that they don't really fully understand on either side? So I'm just going, if we put people together that really know how to use it, that have the services to get merchants in it, that have the knowledge for people to understand how you can do it kind of, you know, outside the system. In fact, understand why that's going to happen regardless anyway. The by doing that, you can get new users and merchants together to where they can get the help they need to get going, rocking and rolling and whatnot. And even if they don't do anything right now, they have enough information they can evangelize or at least point other people to something. I'm going to be limited to 200 people. I think I already know about 100 are going. So so we need to get friends and family, but merchants. I'm really looking for the merchants. I want to get the, you know, small to mom and pop and people in there. Now, they're going to go to POS systems. That's a point of sale system. Your cash registers and so on are going to start being able to take alternative currencies. When that happens, you need to be prepared. And I don't know. Do you think I should be working on the chain stores? You know, I mean, we get the local chains. We go like Harkins Theaters, you know, which is a local really good, well-known, popular movie theater kind of thing here. It's been around forever, and this family that's grown, and they always in lawsuits against the, you know, protection racket of the main distributors of the blah, blah, blah. I remember in the 70s, they had a big theater. It's one of those colossal, you know, no aisle theaters, amphitheater kind of thing called Cine Capri. And before they, you know, built a high rise there. But they were the only ones, and he bought and had for years the Star Wars movies. One theater with Star Wars, the first one when it came out, and then the second one, Empire Strikes Back. And then I'm going, one theater is all that had Star Wars in Phoenix. The lines were colossal. So it just ran and ran and ran and ran and ran and ran. So they made some money on that. And, you know, they picked some unique movies that, you know, other people didn't know, and they made a thing. So if they're local, And I get them, and we've worked with them, rented theaters for different movies and stuff that we've, you know, the Atlas Shrugged we got, the Liberty movie, a Ron Paul documentary, I mean, this kind of stuff. I think I can get them maybe to at least come and learn about Bitcoin when you go to the movies. See, it's just simple stuff like that. Regional, local, we'll work on it.
Rhodes, it's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Okay, I just pushed the button, put the ad up on the front page, the top, and it's still going, spinning. Get up there for the Bitcoin Summit. Okay, well, I have that up on the front page today. Davi did another ad for him. We're just, it's ready to go, ready to go, ready to go, ready to go, ready to go. I've been talking to a lot of the guys, and they're, you know, okay. Now, I have yet to even, I talked to some of the leadership and so on in the Bitcoin meetup space and in local Bitcoin, so I know a lot of these guys, and they were looking for something to do, and they said, yeah, we were thinking, what can we do? We got, I go, it's done. It's done, 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 done. So everybody's excited. All right. So I'll be excited if I don't lose $1 billion. You know, that's one thing. I really don't. I think I'm going to go to the community for some donations. I just give it a shot. Because I don't want to have sponsors in the space. Now, we had private internet access, PIA, privateinternetaccess.com. They were on the show yesterday, and we met them up at Consumer Electronics Show, and Paul Poy introduced us, you know, from Airbits. He knows about them and so on, and it's a really cool service. So I'm going, you know, this would be something. Let's talk about it. You know, let me know if you guys are interested in sponsoring something. Because that is right up the alley. I mean, these guys definitely need to, I'm sure they'll sell subscriptions, but you know, I don't want to have any particular wallet or exchange or something sponsoring like the whole thing. Maybe the launch, or they sponsor this thing, or they'll do that thing or something. I just don't want to have preferential treatment, because I need to have a bunch of volunteers there to customize whatever the needs are of the individual to be able to do what they need to do. You know, there's a lot of, you know, that they need to do. I don't know. You know, but I need them to understand it. The decisions, there's way, 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 way too much fog in the Bitcoin space. And they say contradictory things. It's back. I've been doing this, you know, for a long time, covering a lot of things that I was told is fact or truth or what. And it didn't turn out necessarily so. So I'm just going, look, I just need to understand the tech, because it is coming. Now, this is it's coming, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. It's already, the genie is out of that bottle. This kind of tech, cryptography, this tech is here. And I understand the battle and the fear from they, them, those from the early 90s. When we were activists and young guys and started encrypting email and activism and everything, man to man did not like it one little bit. And they made big, giant show trials out of it and so on. Phil Zimmerman thing, like they're doing with Ross Ulbricht now. Now, it's not just them. They're starting to go, if you're involved in a website and you know that it's being used, or should have known, that it's being used to whatever, and you're continuing a criminal enterprise, and you're instrumental in making, letting people be illegal and stuff. So that would apply to things like copyright. That's where it's going to come now. We copyright everything because we copyright, because we said we can copyright. Now think about it. The internet first gets going. We start to understand the power is in the domain. Okay. It was expensive back then. It wasn't free. I mean, it was like $35, I think it was, you know, to register it with different people. You know, this is as I remember it, okay? All you guys that probably geekers, you know more than me. But, so that you guys understand, I just want you to know that I remember this. It was when you registered your domain, there was a guy that got paid, I don't know, something stupid, like, you know, it was $135,000 a year, and he was the guy in charge of all the domain names, all the, was it, DNS, whatever, your domains, okay? Because your name just converts into some number anyway, and it goes to a website. Well, the person that was in charge of just keeping track of that was just one guy. All of a sudden, he dies of a heart attack, and he goes to Geneva or something somewhere in Europe where they're sitting around and they do the... I think that's where ICANN came from. And so I'm going, okay, they definitely didn't want to have just somebody out there doing it and keeping the log of the index of kind of, you know, the computer did it. You know, now it's a thing. So you start having other services, and you're like GoDaddy and so on, hosting services, and get your domain and that kind of thing. I remember them wanting to do suffix of, you know, like .com, you know, .xxx, you know, you can have like, you know, okay, and we have the internet, and we have all the porn over here, and the rest of the internet over here doing gaming or something. So I'm going, okay, as they started to consolidate control and what they could do with your name, you know, the domain, they go, and it's not here anymore. And we're in charge of it. It's over there. And you didn't really own that. You have, you know. So I'm just going, wow. There was a big controversy with, what was it? It was Ron Paul something. It was RonPaul.com or something like that. Somebody had gotten, and they were trying to use this to get it. Not just, ew. You know, I was not happy about that. But when it was $35, I think it was, to get a domain. Hey, you can get a domain for $35. This is 1994. A lot of my friends, they would go get a couple of them. You know, they go, yeah, I'd like this. Some of them were speculating. Madonna.com, U-Haul.com, FedEx.com. I mean, they were just getting all these different trade names. And then these companies are like, hey, we want to have that, you know. What about news.com? We had a friend, God, I can't remember his name now. He would come on the show on a regular basis that it got absorbed by CNET, which was CBS or something like that. And he had news.com. I'm going, oh, you're the man, you know? So, yeah, he made some money on that one. So this, they were, instead of just paying people, you know, for what they were getting, business.com, you know, or information.com, or, you know, something like that, they were just, you know, that you trying to use government forces to, hey, well, it's ours. We want it. Because it's our name, and we did, or it'd be like Madonna. Well, Madonna what? You know, is it a Catholic thing, or is it a Madonna singer thing? Or, I mean, how the heck do you know? You know, so this is how I've always seen this getting kind of ooh anyway. And when you know, the big bad boys, if you got, you know, enough zeros after your check, you can pretty much get what you want done. That's why I want people to understand the true nature of distributed internet, where it's coming. None of that really matters. And you're going to have to, you know, register it on something else that's recognized by distributed internet, like Namecoin or something like that, and using blockchain technology to do this kind of stuff. I'm prepping everything for that. And I went through this before. When we started doing Freedom's Phoenix, it was in our heads probably pretty good by 96, when we saw what the internet was going to do, and kind of, but it was really going to be on a different platform. It was more like an activist thing with a news thing and so on, because, you know, the Second Amendment issues are always prevalent, you know, our safe deal. So the infrastructure and how we wanted to do it to be a tool was more for safe than it was Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix, you know, came like soon after that. We go, no, we need something more overriding, a freedom thing, not just a Second Amendment thing. And these are, you know, like a, you know, the Phoenix, or the Freedom's Phoenix out of the torch. Ooh, 96. Okay. But we were waiting for video to hit the internet. Now, at the time, everybody's like, that'll never happen. How could you possibly ever send video? You can't even take an hour to download a JPEG. You know, how in the hell are you going to be? Eh, it's coming. So when it hit in 05, we go, here we go. Now, this has been the development of waiting for distributed internet. As much as we were held back and trying to do all the bandwidth, not for graphics and stuff that we did, I'm going, no, we need to go distributed. And that's the backbone of what we're doing, and the Bitcoin Summit's going to explain it.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Listen to LRN.FM on any phone, anytime. 213-493-0309. That's 213-493-0309.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800.
Over there, still working on the ad stuff and everything. There's a lot of work to be done. All right, so most of it's done, so enough about that. I just want to make sure that you guys know behind the scenes of, why. BitcoinSummit.info. And you're going to go, bam, it's all this stuff's been going on, all this controversy, everybody's going out, outsquitted, they're having all this discussion on the forums and the Reddits, and they're doing that. I go, yeah, well, that's all very interesting, but all of a sudden you want this wide adoption thing. You give me good product. You give me something that I can give to somebody and say, ooh, look at him, and how this works. You give me good product and services, I will show you wide adoption. And if you want to help, that'd be nice. But I get a lot of pleasure in having a lot of people that need the tools to break free and have an understanding of what is possible. I work in the realm of imagination. I work in the realm of what can be done. Can they? Can the people? Can they? Well, then they will. Bad guys, they're going to do what they're going to do because they can. But, good guys do too. So I'm just going, this is when it goes. I want Phoenix. It will rise. The Phoenix will rise. The Phoenix will rise from the ashes of Liberty's torch. And that's where we're at. It is, man, there are some ashes to be made. So here we go. And I like to have that graphic together. There is a reason to my madness. And I walk the audience and you guys through it for decades. It's kind of like, we go to these different events. And so I'm like trying to explain just our perspective, and it doesn't happen right away. You didn't get, elected or participate in the sanctioned, approved, they, them, those event of who gives a crap, as we have our own in developing the future. Think about people are going to be inspired by crowdsource funding of projects to Mars. Satellites, that you have that help put up, a Bitcoin node, a Moonbase Alpha of we have the servers of, Bite Me, serve your warrant. I mean, how you can do that? A robot ship, a robot cop. Don't laugh. So in the third hour, I tell you who's coming on. This will be of interest to y'all. Ron Neal has $1DVDproject.com. Now, $1DVDproject, he did a lot during the Ron Paul Revolution elections and so on, to where a lot of the movies that, people just, where do you get them? And, different documentaries and different things, they had them. And it's kind of, they're probably even semi-legal. So he has the movie Gray State. And they've put it out, and it was not finished. It's a couple of hours, and it wasn't edited yet and so on. So they're just releasing it. They're just going, screw it, after the gentleman was killed and his family. And that's what they're saying, it was a murder-suicide. For some reason, he killed his wife and daughter and then himself. And anybody that knows him, they're like, right. This will be an interesting conversation, but also someone that's promoting you can actually get the movie Gray State. Now, because of the murder, I'm thinking that, I guess he had backups. Or did they take the movie? Did they delete the movie? Man, this is going to be an interesting investigation. What the hell brought that on? And so I guess you don't want to use that. If it's true, it was murder-suicide, well, I want to find out what soap he was using or something, you know, what brought that on. So we're going to find out a little bit more about Gray State, and hopefully we'll go ahead and get some copies of it. And I think you can watch it online. I you know, kind of put it up there to watch, and I haven't watched it yet, but I've seen the trailers, and we've done shows on it coming up and all that kind of stuff. But so that'll be interesting. The Ross Ulbricht trial will certainly, next week, we'll have John Bush and friends and some other people give us updates on that, because I'm really interested. Of course, the prosecution overwhelming needs a bad guy in criminal enterprise, and your children aren't safe. But the defense has yet to really get into it. And there's a big pushback for FIJA activism. You know, it will cause this particular client to suffer in some way. I'm not sure that that's true. It may be his best hope. And it may be, you know, for the greater information to everyone, how it would affect him. The courts will get funky. I mean, you know, they'll want to sequester the juror. They put them in the hotel room, or they're walking them to their everywhere. And but they already have the FIJA stuff on the kiosks, the little bus stations and such as that around the courthouse. So thank James Babb and George Donnelly for that. And I'm just wondering, yeah, how that's doing. Call James, see if he can come on. You know, they'll do it this morning. You know, because it's time to talk to him. That'd be good. Yeah, James, if you're listening, man, get ready. Here comes Donna. So maybe we can do that in a second, because I don't have a guest in the second hour, and Ron's in the third hour. He's going to have Drew Phillips is still here working on, you know, the studio, doing some stuff. They're getting everything out. The Fiend Phone works great. I'm not sure what was what happened was, is we found that you can't have other programs like Skype trying to share the same line at the same time and we had it on in the background. And it's just stuff that I just needed to test and learn how to do and check before we tried to do it. And Michael W. Dean called in and wanted to show off Fiend Phone. I go, man, I don't even know which button to do yet. You know, it's got, anyway, so we were playing with it last night. It is awesome. I really got to give it to Derek and Michael W. Dean. And for those that aren't in radio, this is just the first step to get in to radio was the connection, because you can't just have, you know, like a phone, like, you know, whatever, doing crap. It just doesn't work. You got to digitize the voice. By digitizing it, then you get a reproduction at the other end that's really good. And they called them blue boxes and so on. And it would be, you would digitize it, and then that digital signal would go over the phone line, and then it would be decoded by another machine that they had. So to get going, it was easy, you know, $1,000. I mean, just to even start thinking about doing anything at the cheapest run. I think an ISDN box that we got, which is it's a digital something phone line deal. It was, I think $1,400 used that we paid for this thing on the internet and ordered it and got and kind of what I'm just, damn, it was an eBay thing or something years ago. So we finally just started going new. We had to get newer tech to go into the others, and the Comrex systems are really awesome, but they're no better than Fiend Phone. It, for doing what they're talking about, Fiend Phone was like, you know, but simple, cheap. And all it is, it's easy to install is Skype, but it has some different features that make it the word for professional Russians. Okay. So we'll go ahead and keep Fiend Phone in your head for a little bit, and we're going to have Michael W. come on, and we'll pimp it. But it's going to change everything for all of you that want to have your own podcast, and oh my goodness, you want to have guests from all over the country coming in, and it sound like they're in the studio. In fact, I went to this new mic, and I changed some settings and whatever. Whenever I had an in-studio guest, it always sounded like an echo when I was talking because I'm so loud, and it'd pick up on their microphone. Well, we made some changes and everything, and that's not as bad. But the point was is that with Fiend Phone, they sounded more in-studio than the guys I had in studio. So it's a Fiend Phone. feed phone. Yeah, that's going to stick in your head. Nobody can say it without saying feed phone. So it, go ahead and check that out, feed phone. And if you're looking to do any kind of podcasting or connecting or having people come on or just having a clear signal, this is one of the innovations in the space that's going to make a difference. Like Aaron freaking did. It's been waiting for a long time.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the ears has already happened.
Excuse me, is this where I get a license to start a new business?
I wouldn't be hasty. You have to get a license to go out of business, too, you know.
Oh, well, look, I've invented this little anti-gravity machine, see?
Is that why you're walking 2 inches above the floor?
Oh, yes, it's very comfortable. It saves on shoe leather.
Yeah, well, you have to fill out these forms and report to the Human Services Department of Manpower Orientation and register with the Fair Employment Practice Commission, the Wage and Hour Division of the Employment Standards Administration, the State Sales and Income Tax Division, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Social Security Administration of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, and, of course, OSHA.
OSHA? I thought that was a little town in Wisconsin.
You'll find out. Say, floating around like that could be dangerous. Have you checked with the Consumer Product Safety Commission?
Well, not yet.
Come to think of it, you actually are flying, aren't you? Look, you need to go over to the Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation...
It's very hard to get anything done these days if you're in business, but free enterprise built this country. Think what could happen if we don't keep it free. A public service of this station and the Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise, Bellevue, Washington.
Besides, we just can't have people floating about unregulated, you know.
Freedom is the answer. What's the question?
I want to break free.
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I want to break free.
Mr. James Babb, Feed Your Project in New York. He's going to come on in the next hour and give us an update on the Obra trial and what's going on there and so on. I talked to John Bush, and I think... do I ever have any conversation off air? I don't think I do. Maybe it was on air. But I was talking to John. I'm like, man, I don't know, man. I think you can't undo what you didn't do, you know? And I just, the Fiji activism, we're going to have to pick one time. Let them threaten all they want and make a big, this would have been a good one. Maybe as we get to the defense stuff, the prosecution, the judge, they'll do some punishment or whatever, and you can't, and I'm depending on the strength of their case. Fiji may be the best chance we have to have, if he did something violent or, I don't know that they're doing that. You just make up whatever. I'm doing drugs, and making the streets safer for transactions in whatever. It's not a problem. And I tell you one thing that's done that's really, blown the mind of a lot of people. And certainly in government, is that it has demonstrated how borderless the world is. When you go on the Silk Road and you were purchasing stuff, what I heard was that in Chicago Airport, in O'Hare and so on, they see all these packages that were packed similarly that were being sent. It was just coming from Amsterdam. And somebody told me last night, I was talking to someone, and they said, excuse me, I had a call. They said, he pushed a button. Thank you. They said that Ross Ulbricht, to get Silk Road started, is that he grew his own mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, I guess. And I go, oh, that's what kicked it off. Cool. And the logo and the concept, Silk Road. I go, why Silk Road? What are you talking about? Then, of course, it's a Marco Polo thing. It's like the Silk Road, the commerce between Europe and China for silk. And what was the big thing? Oh, where silk come from? Secret. Ancient Chinese secret. And how, you know, often do you think you're going to figure out that it was a worm making the silk cocoon? What, where, you know, squirrel, you know, where would that have come from? So I can see the reference to the Silk Road. It's just a free market. I'm back. You know what? I don't think there was a whole lot of government border patrols worrying about what was on the back of the camel. The only people worried was on the back of the camel was the guys, you know, that had it and wanted to sell it. The people wanted to buy it and the people wanted to steal it. I mean, you know, other than that, and the stealer guys got badges and we're like back where we were. So I'm going, okay. So I am looking at the pirating of software with the Pirate Bay thing, you know, Kim.com, all this stuff that's been going on, and it is a fight of the legacy system that is looking to try and maintain Tower Records. I mean, you know, Blockbuster Video or whatever. They're trying to maintain the legacy system and holding on to the idea that ones and zeros can be controlled and owned. Well, yeah, it can. It's called a blockchain. So this is, I wonder if you could do that. Yeah, I bet you could. Well, yeah, but then it would still be able to be pirated. I mean, the original version of a certain movie, digitally, you know, copyrighted, mastered, and this is the approved of. And if it doesn't, the private key doesn't unlock, or public key doesn't unlock the private key of this film tag, you can't open it. You know, or you have to have a matching pair. Well, that doesn't mean you still can't. I give you an example. The software that I run here now transmits a stream of whatever video that we put in through our system or through the computer here, and it transmits. I throw any DVD I want in there. If it plays on my machine here, which they all do, I mean, it plays in a DVD player to play. Now, you may not be able to duplicate directly from that DVD. There's some encryption of whatever, Blu-ray, HD, whatever, you're not allowed. But the thing is that can it transmit and play on the monitor? Either it can or it can't. If it can, that means that that machine over there, that's it. I don't know what the quality is, but, you know, it creates a file that whatever was played on that screen is done, and the sound. Okay? And burn that. You know, I got a DVD. Next. So there's nothing that can't be copied. That is just, they may make it difficult. They may make it to where you got happen to have this equipment. I don't have this for, you know, copy and burning movies, but I can. You know, I can take cuts. I can do whatever I want. And that's, and I don't even know how. So, you know, there are a lot of people, like $1 DVDs. You know, we're having Ron come on this afternoon, and a lot of these, I'm wondering if he generates a lot of his own copies to do. We'll talk about it. You know, he may, you know, get himself in trouble. Anybody talks to me, he always wind up getting themselves in trouble. Yeah, but on Declare Your Independence, Ernest Hancock, you said. So everybody's got to be careful. And I leave that up to you. My job is to get you to say it, say it. So I'm interested in the future. See, that's why everything that we do is to look towards the future. Spaceship One, Government Zero, our involvement in that. Future. Our involvement in the way we structured Freedom of Speech. Future. Distributed Internet. Future. You know, using Bitcoin layer player on your content. You know, future. Think about it. We're working on this now as one of the additions also. one of the additional features of Freedom of Phoenix. If you have someone that created content, be it a program, an app, a document, an article, a video, a show, and you put it on Freedom Phoenix, in the entry process, we're adding the ability to put a split on Bitcoin. I like this article. Boom. Blip. You give a dime to whatever, and it gets cut up, and you can put the cut and the split on there. All this technology is available now. So these options, it allows us to put a Bitcoin QR code up there so that if you want to, you know, I'll give you an example. I have a you might get in trouble, but if there's no central point of where did it go, I don't know who they go get. Other than you have a web page. we decided this. It was called Ross Ulbricht, and you lose. So don't laugh. I mean, this is where this is going. Because if I have an article that's up there, and a gentleman sent me, he got hold of the TSA. I mean, there was a TSA one, too, but it was also Border Patrol. The Border Patrol manual that in the trial with Mark Victor and Pastor Steven Anderson that got beat up at the Yuma checkpoint, there isn't a book. There's a manual, there isn't a manual. There's how the dogs, you know, alert or they don't. All this information, finally, you get access to it. Boom! PDF, it's up on the site and server, and make me take it down. Oh, the TSA and how in their back room of what triggers the guys get, boom, and it's up and make me take it down. Oh, and the PDF of the version of the manual on Obamacare and what you're allowed not allowed to say in the industry of what, and this is secret and don't publish it anywhere, and boom, it's up. You know, try and take it down. So when you do this kind of stuff that's of value, and I see them up there constantly, oh, I know it'd be a perfect example. Unintended Consequences, the book. Well, it's not in print anymore. I keep threatening to bring it back or something, but you have hard copies of this on eBay from $1 to $300. I mean, I saw one a friend gave to a friend for $300 because, you know, I mean, damn. So I'm going, all right. So John Ross, we've had on. We talked here recently, like last year we had him on. And talking about this stuff, well, somebody sent me to go, hey, you know, a longtime listener, attender, you know, out of Houston to the Freedom Summit and everything. He goes, here are the files. I got it in, what do they call it? Mobi, you know, which is Kindle. You had the AZ something, which is some other Nook thing. And then, you know, and of course, PDF. So we put those files up. That file of downloading that book is one of the most popular of a file downloads than anything that we got. It's always, I mean, for years, it just stays up towards the top all the time. There's 10 today. There's 10 tomorrow. There's 20 this time. We've got down to 5. I mean, it just constantly is being downloaded. So if I put a bit player layer on there, and I go, yeah, you know, it's almost free. It's a quarter. Download. Peace out. Bitcoin. If I start making these features available to where content that you have in whatever form, and you get paid. So all these guys, they go, nope, that content's not available of that cop beating the crap out of me of whatever. You know, I want somebody to pay me for it. That ain't gonna happen. But this way it might happen. You want to have a file that's put up on our servers, and you go, oh, it was a good-ass whipping. Woo! Somebody pay for that one. What do you do? Bit player layer. We're working on this. We're going to monetize a distributed internet. We're going to go, yeah, we're over here. No takedowns, no nothing. The future is right there with all kinds of technology and materials and energy and capabilities and electrical car. We got a car on Freedom's Feet a couple days ago. Uber Tesla killer runs on freaking saltwater. Think I'm kidding? Go saltwater car, beautiful car. You know, I'm. You know, here we go.
More Declare Your Independence is coming up next, live after the news, here on the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of FPP Radio News for Friday, January 30th, 2015. Silver is trading at $16.95 per ounce. Gold is valued at $1,262 per ounce. And according to BitcoinAverage.com, the average price of Bitcoin is $234. Wired reports a former federal agent has shown in a courtroom that he traced hundreds of thousands of Bitcoin from the Silk Road Anonymous marketplace directly to the personal computer of Ross Ulbricht. In Ulbricht's trial on Thursday, former FBI agent Ilhwam Yum described how he traced 3,760 Bitcoin transactions over 12 months, ending in late August 2013, from servers seized in the Silk Road investigation to Ross Ulbricht's Samsung 700Z laptop, which the FBI seized at the time of his arrest in October of that year. In all, he followed more than 700,000 Bitcoin along the blockchain from the marketplace to what seemed to be Ulbricht's personal wallet. Based on the exchange rates at the time of each transaction, Yum calculated that the transferred coins were worth a total of $13.4 million. Prosecutor Timothy Howard asked Yum, "You mean direct one-to-one transfers?" Yum responded, "Yes, direct one-to-one transfers." Yum's testimony represents another damning line of evidence connecting Ulbricht to the Silk Road. On top of a journal detailing the Silk Road's creation found on his laptop, and testimony from a college friend who said that Ulbricht confessed to creating the site. Ulbricht's defense has argued that despite initially founding the Silk Road, the 30-year-old Texan quickly gave it up to the site's real owners, who later lured him back just before his arrest to serve as the perfect fall guy. For over 35 years, Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted source for buying and selling your investment-grade precious metals. They also take Bitcoin for precious metal purchases and permanently removed the minimum purchase order for all orders paid in the digital currency. Call Roberts & Roberts today for knowledgeable advice on investing and a forward-thinking approach to new technologies. 850-478-5270 or online at rrbi.co. UPI reports the U.S. Senate approved the controversial Keystone XL pipeline by a vote of 62-36 on Thursday, defying a promise by President Obama to veto the bill. 9 Democrats voted in favor of the Keystone XL pipeline, but the bill still does not have enough support to override a presidential veto. The House passed a similar bill recently, but its members must decide whether to merge the two bills or vote on the Senate measure. Senator Mike Enzi from Wyoming said in a statement that the Senate bill includes an amendment aimed at protecting private property, saying, "With the change in Senate leadership, the Keystone bill was considered in an open process, with senators from both parties being allowed by the new leadership to offer amendments. We were able to vote on more amendments on this single bill than we voted on in all of 2014. Keystone, first proposed by TransCanada 6 years ago, would carry Canadian crude oil to terminals in Houston and Port Arthur, Texas, and somewhere in southern Illinois. Most of the system has been completed, but the Keystone XL between Alberta and Steele City, Nebraska is still in the planning stages. Environmentalists have been fighting the pipeline." This has been FPP Radio News, online at fppradio.com.
The only nation where this regularly happens concludes that there's no way to prevent this. A college rape victim is pretty thrilled about recounting her assault to a faculty committee, and the nation's depressed individuals march on the Atlantic Ocean. This is the Onion Week in Review. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Eric Shinseki announced plans this week to improve healthcare for American veterans with a new $500 million state-of-the-art waiting room. The 150,000-square-foot complex will reportedly feature a wide selection of magazines, 2 water coolers, and receptionists who will immediately give veterans vague answers about how long they can expect to sit there before receiving inadequate health care. And in this week's commentary, a local man finds owning a cat is a great way to meet women who magically appear in your living room. In other news, a new study finds employee morale drastically improves after watching a coworker throw a fit. A wise oracle proclaims to all at a barbecue that he felt a raindrop, and an elderly man is hailed as alert.
This is the Onion News Network.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Mr. James Babb. Hello, James. Do we have you up? Can you hear me, James?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, awesome. This is working well. Okay, cool. So you're using Skype on your phone?
Correct. Yeah, I wish I don't have Fiend Phone yet.
You know, that is that's pretty pimp, man. I mean, you know, for what it does in the industry of it does, and I know how much it costs to does it, and this is free. I'm going, wow, this is going to change a lot of stuff. So I'm. It sounds like you're in the freaking next room when you use it too. I mean, or right there in the studio. Hell, it's better than in my studio because I'm so loud I echo over the other mic. The I want to go ahead and get updated with you guys on what's going on the Ross Ulbricht trial and the impact that you think you might have with the signs that are out there on around the courthouse itself. Have you gotten any feedback on Fiji stuff? Is anybody still out there handing out things?
Well, you know, it's been a tough situation because, you know, although we're not connected to any particular defense or any particular case, there's been a concern because of the threats from the judge to harm the Ross Ulbricht defense. So I'm concerned about that, and I don't want to make things more difficult for any particular defendant. So we kind of pulled back the pamphleting operation, but we're now sort of discussing, you know, what the right strategy is to resume pamphleting in New York. So I've been chomping at the bit to get back there. So does that make any sense at all?
Yeah. No. See, my thing is, I was talking to John about it. I understand, you know, we still haven't heard from Ross. I mean, there hasn't been, he's not allowed to communicate, can't turn around, you can't, you know, Morse code blank your code of something. I don't know what the hell. They're scared about him, you know, anything. So I'm going, the mother, the father, I guess, the attorney, the family, somebody has said that we'd rather you not. And I'm going, this might be his best chance. So I'm not really sure that not doing the Fiji activism is in his best interest. You know, I mean, I'm not there, but I've been through this kind of stuff before. And in the end, you always wish you did. So I'm wondering what the on the street there, they're the people that are doing the activism, what their thought process is.
Well, we all want to do it. I mean, we don't understand, you know, what could possibly be the, you know, make things harder on any particular defendant, especially if we're talking about the end of a trial when they're, what are they going to do, ship them off on a bus for the last day? I mean, it really doesn't make any sense.
Exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
But, however, I also recognize there may be factors that I'm unaware of. So, you know, if it was just me and it was just my butt on the line, the decision would be a lot easier. But when other people's freedom is involved, I guess I'm a little less bold. So, but, you know, one thing that I think what I'm leaning towards right now is Tuesday and Wednesday, just pamphlet really hard in the surrounding neighborhood, from the subway to the Starbucks to the restaurants for lunch to the bar afterwards. That, you know, and just surround it. You know, maybe keep a distance from the courthouse. So, I mean, let's face it. As much as that judge, you know, would love to rule Manhattan, you know, there's really very little she could threaten anybody over if we're, you know, just in the neighborhood. So.
Yeah.
That may be a solution.
They always get creative. You were jaywalking while, you know, on the sidewalk or something. But the that, don't laugh, man. I've been dealing with the guys in Manhattan there for a long time. You know, Jim Lozinski, he was county. I keep forgetting his name. I'm glad I just remembered it. You know, Jim Lozinski is a good libertarian, the chair of the Manhattan Libertarian there. And I've been working with him for, God, a decade and more. And what he had done is he created a newspaper called Surf City, you know, S-E-R-F, you know, the serfs. And they complied with everything and how they distributed the machines. They didn't want theirs distributed. So they would fine them for having their newspaper box less than 6 inches from the curb. And they, oops, I bumped it and there it is and you're in violation and here's your ticket. So they don't play fair. But that doesn't mean that you can't make fun of that, too. So I'm going, this is the schedule on the trial is what? When does the prosecution, are they expected to rest?
It may be over on Wednesday from what I've heard. You're probably seeing the same reports that I am, and I've been following most of John Bush's reports. But I have no other information besides that, really.
Okay, so we still got a ways to go. I remember they originally scheduled this for a couple of weeks, a week or two, and I'm going, yeah, I doubt it, you know. So this jury got snookered into this one. They're stuck. So how many, do you know how many jurors there are?
Presumably there's 12 with alternates.
Well, see, they're usually sometimes they go 6, they go 9, they go 12, and then they have alternates. And then how many alternates have any of the, you know, the jurors been replaced by alternates? How they dropped out? I mean, these are all kinds of little inside baseball stuff we can find out later. But, you know, have you been following the trial? What does it seem like the prosecution, they're going to, ooh, going to get some?
Oh, I fear for anybody that's a defendant in that hall of doom. I mean, it's just... it's a scary, scary place for anybody, and the defense has obviously been seriously restricted. I mean, the prosecution's been at it for like a month, and then the defense, I think, is going to get about a day and a half to bring their witnesses in. And, you know, and all the whole time being like, now hurry it along. We've got, you know, some juror has to get back to work, so you better wrap that up.
Is that kind of what they're doing?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I've heard. They're like, this suddenly, now that the defense is about to actually start making their case, suddenly the schedule is an issue. So,
No way.
But that's to be expected.
No, you know, in dealing with criminal prosecutions, a lot of high profile stuff here with Mark Victor. He goes, you know, I tell you what the rule is, Ernie. He goes, if your submission or you wish to have evidence put into the record and all that, if it benefits the defendant, not allowed. If it benefits the prosecution, of course, bring it all in. And then he goes, and whenever somebody says, who are you up against, meaning who's the prosecutor in a certain case, and you go, who are you up against, Mark? He goes, judge what's his name and prosecutor what's his name, because he sees them as the same side. He goes,
they are. They are the same side.
They're paid by the same people. So in the same way of a gun to my head. Oh, well, I'm glad you guys are doing. I know that the sentiment is, well, the family and Ross wants. I've been through this many times, and it was always an enormous feeling of regret that you didn't just say, screw them. It was just part of the control mechanism to keep you from doing what you were doing. And I think it the head start that you guys have on this, and when defense starts, if they want to sequester the jury and threaten, see, and they made us do it, to go, yeah, why did they sequester? Well, they were like telling you stuff we didn't want them to tell you. Well, what were they telling us? I mean, you know, so I'm just like, do it, in my opinion, you know. But, you know, what do I know?
I share that view completely. I mean, and I want, the more she says, you know, the more grumpy Judge Forrest gets, the more I want to be there every single day outside of her courtroom for every trial she has. I mean,
right. Well, you are with your signs. You know, describe for us how far of a walk is it around this courthouse?
Well, it's a pretty big court complex, but.
But we'll,
you know,
talk about when
it's maybe
when we
a,
come back.
You know,
when we come back,
okay.
When we come back, we'll go ahead and give the physical description, because all around it, they have fully informed jury, know your rights, billboard signs, kiosks. You know, this is it's penetrating regardless. We're gonna find out. James Babb, Philadelphia, working on the Ross Ulbricht trial. Okay, not working on the Ross Ulbricht trial.
Working coincidentally in vicinity of the Ross Ulbricht trial.
Yeah, you know, when you do New York and Washington, all this kind of stuff, there's always a trial, you know, and we get accused of that, too. When we had our, you know, Fiji newspaper box for the federal building, no matter what the freaking trial was, it was, you know, we were the ones influencing going to jail for something, you know, and I'm going, you know, you guys and just suck it. So it, we had that box there, God, for a decade. I mean, it was a long time. And they, you know, they couldn't get us to get rid of it. So they had to build a new federal building. You think I'm kidding? You know?
Hey, no, I know it. I think that's a great story. I love, you know, but it's amazing what extremes they'll go to protect their racket. I mean, it is the truth. They have this criminal racket going on. And for all the billions of dollars they spend and all their marble palaces and, you know, and badged people, you know, the multitudes of badged people they have, you know what? The thing that terrifies them is are some pamphlets, you know, some information that might tell a juror that they have the power to say, you know what, screw this.
It's a numbers game, and we've been successful here in Arizona. There was a friend of mine, he looked to get on, he went ahead and went jury, and it was drunk driving. I mean, he wasn't drunk, you know, he's like, yeah, he blew a point, you know, 1-2 something. I mean, it was just, he barely, whatever. They were just, you know, he's kind of a long haired, bearded, you know, biker guy. That's nice guy. He's just, you know, has that appearance. And they just wanted to get something. And they're going to, and he was, I don't care. But go to jail. You know, I'm going to trial. Yeah, you're going to, yeah, trial. It'll kind of trial. So he goes to trial and he got a, at least a hung jury, and I think they didn't probably just drop the charges, but he may have gotten not guilty. And what it was is he goes, I'm just leaving up to the jury. There was one guy on there that just had something. He did a post interviews with these guys, and there was one guy that refused to convict. He just goes, no, I know that cops lie. They do the no. I have back, but no. And so he didn't give any reason why and just said no. And it's always that one guy. And I think they have enough, no matter how many, you know, 99.9 of their cases, they got a prosecution, guilty, guilty, guilty. They remember that one thing of some juror knew something about, you know, Fiji, and damn if it didn't muck up their plans. And that they do not want that trend to even have a starting point, much less start to trend up. So I can see your efforts there as a good test of this, and this is a perfect case because, you know, I would imagine from what I've been seeing, the prosecution believed they got an overwhelming guilty, 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 guilty. But, you know, some of the things, how many charges is he done with? Is it like, you know, the main one is continuing a criminal enterprise, you know, by having a website. So that would probably be the most chilling, and what they try to do, like Kim.com and all these other things, because intellectual property and this control of data and so on, I think, is going away. So there might be MPAA interest behind this. There's a lot of special interests that are interested in this case for a lot of various reasons. So, I mean, when we come back, let's talk about it. But first, I want to do the geography of where your signs are around the complex.
Okay. If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Hancock and James Babb, that's at the gym or something. What noise are you doing? James? Hello, James? James? Yeah, you're being annoying. James? James, can you hear me? Oh, it's starting to cut out. Am I got the right buttons up? More buttons. James, can you hear me? James? James?
Yes.
Okay. Hit flush or something. I mean, you know, what do you can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. What I need is just go ahead and give me the geography of the location around the courthouse and how your signs are positioned and how many. Give us a rundown of what it's like to have to run your gauntlet.
The address is 500 Pearl Street, which is southern Manhattan. It's right on the edge of Chinatown. It is a massive sort of statist complex of misery. I mean, there's this federal court, there's another court, there's cops swarming all over the place. But it's basically a 3 or 4 block area, which is all courts. But surrounding the 500 Pearl Street building. For the month of January, we've had 6 of these kiosk signs at different places, trying to attract the attention of pedestrians coming and going from the court, whether it's from the subway or, you know, from the parking lot, or whether they're going to Starbucks or getting some lunch. And you know, it is tough to get anything noticed in Manhattan. I mean, it's Manhattan. So, you know, I have no guarantee that everybody's seen them, but we've got the best positions we can. For February, the ads are continuing. We have 7 locations for February. We lost one of our good locations, but they gave us a bunch of freebies sort of as an alternative. But so the neighborhood is well covered, but it's Manhattan. So
okay, now this is the one thing I'm interested in. We've had this discussion before with different vendors and so on. When you talk to your sales rep there, are they giving you any feedback that there's been any pressure or you know, kind of they got the call from or anything?
No, I'm sure I would have heard about it. I mean, it would have been very easy for them to just say, no, we're not renewing your contract, which I just renewed for February. So, I think the judge is, this judge is a little too savvy for that. She knows that if she tries to interfere with what we're doing directly, that's going to backfire her. She doesn't, not only does she not have that authority, but we could turn that around on her in a second with some Streisand effect.
Well, why did everybody say Streisand effect? What does that mean?
Well, the more she tries, you know, Barbara Streisand had a beach home, I guess, that appeared in some kind of like government coastal survey photography or something like that that no one had ever heard of until they sued to have her home removed from this government survey. And, you know, suddenly, you know, instead of like 3 people viewing this, thousands and thousands and thousands of people then found out where her beach home was. So, you know, sometimes it's better to just ignore something than to try to fight it. And as you know, the more they try to fight us on this kind of stuff, the more hay we could make with it. So, you know, I give her a little bit of credit for coming up with this crafty position of like, you know what, I can't affect you guys, but I can threaten these defendants here in my courtroom.
Oh, no, that's standard. I've been through that before. That is that, you know, we're going to, in the trial, and you get and kind of in the press, and you're not allowed to come in. They did. There was one trial that I was involved in, a civil thing. It's on the baseball stadium, blah, blah, blah. There was an incident. You'll love this. The attorney on the other side forgot. He didn't show up. The media is there. Television cameras are getting ready to argue this, whether they're going to build the baseball stadium and rip off the Constitution and blah, blah, blah. And a judge goes to the media and says, if you do not agree not to report that he's not here, and they got hold of him by phone and just put the phone up there and put it on a speaker and had the attorney do an appearance in front of the judge by phone. If the media did not agree to not make that an issue, they would be kicked out of the courtroom and they couldn't cover it. Okay. And this is it. All we're sitting there, and I'm just sitting there smiling, going, how control is this not the point I'm trying to make or what? And every single one of the reporters, all of them, they're just like, yep, that's what we do. Whatever you say, boss. And we're so there is, I have no respect for the system whatsoever. Okay. So what we, every opportunity you get to make fun of it, to educate people to go out, like with Fiji, I say we take advantage of it to the advantage of the defendant. I do not agree that this is not to his in his favor. And I think when the defense starts to give their side, any time that you feel that they may be sympathetic towards him at all, any information that they can just say not guilty, I think should be added to the mix. And to not do that, I think is a disservice. But I'm not the defendant or the defendant's mom. And that's another thing. Has there been any communication that Ross has been able to, you know, sign Feeger or anything? I mean, you know, is there some communication with him at all?
Well, if there were, that probably would reflect poorly. So, you know, I think it's important that, you know, we keep these efforts, you know, very separate from any particular defendant. You know, that it's not their place to try to influence a jury outside the courtroom. And it would be inappropriate for me to, you know, to try to take instructions from any particular defendant. So, So I would try to avoid any kind of appearance of that kind of communication.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I'm just, I want the appearance of communication with the entire Liberty community from now and forever. Whenever any of us get incarcerated for whatever, they're going to make up stuff for certainly show trials like this. I'm just like, look, man, you feed you the crap out of it. You know, they sit there.
Oh, going, hell yeah.
You got me on the rack, man. I don't care.
Well, and, yeah, and I'll go on record right now. If they try to frame me up for something, or some kind of garbage like this, definitely pamphlet the hell out of my trial.
Yeah, me and you are on the same page here. You know, that's another thing. George Donnelly working with you on this. That's his activist shield or something. I mean, what's his insurance thing that he does?
Shield Mutual.
Shield, yeah. Mutual. Yeah. You know, I bought into that one. You know, when
me too.
I go first off, man. You know, hit the web page, start the fundraising, get the Fiji pamphlets done. You know, this is rock and roll. So this is, you know, a good tactic. I don't think has been used enough, and I'm really glad you're taking this on. And you're right; it's not to any particular. When you were doing Washington D.C. was while Kokesh was incarcerated, so of course they wanted to make the link there. But I'm going, no, this is not. This is general. Certainly New York, where a whole bunch of people being violated in this stop and frisk kind of crap. Now they're having, I mean, mayors are getting the crap beat out of them. You know, off-duty cops. You know, they have to know this has got totally out of hand. And Bloomberg's coming to Arizona. He's going to explain it to us. I'm like, yeah. Oh, we're going to have some fun. More with James Babb out of Philly. Fully informed jury activism extraordinaire.
This is Donna Hancock with Brangus Realty in Arizona.
Okay, so what's your plan for, you know, the next month? Oh, the Bitcoin Summit. Did you see that?
Which one?
Oh, are you at a computer?
I'm on my phone right now.
I mean, well, is there a computer in the vicinity of where you're at?
I can pull up my laptop. It's not on at the moment, but I can get it going.
Anyway, just go to bitcoinsummit.info. Pi Day, March 14th, we're going to do at the same hotel, same deal, just for one day, a Saturday summit on Bitcoin. Tux Event and Andreas are scheduled to do the morning presentations and so on. And then Davi's going to do features that we need in wallet, blah, blah, blah. Some other vendors and services will give their little five-minuters and such. And then the afternoon is just a workshop for merchants and newbies. I got the local Bitcoin guys in the Bitcoin meetups. They're all excited. And we have eight signs on pedal cabs at the Super Bowl events all week.
Cool. Give me the URL again.
bitcoinsummit.info. I just signed the contract yesterday, and we already are well into this thing.
Sweet.
Now, the thing is that, and I got, you know, Bitcoin ATMs coming. I got, you know, various different wallets being represented, all that kind of stuff. But I think I'm going to do a crowdsource funding kind of donation, just make it nice and do so I don't have to do any kind of sponsors. And I don't want to charge people because I'd like to charge, you know, I don't know, you know, $50 and you get half of that back in Bitcoin. You know, and the other half goes to your lunch. So I'd like to keep it as inexpensive or free as possible. Certainly volunteers coming in won't have to pay. But I want to go one-on-one. I mean, it'd be a matchup between merchants and newbies sitting there with somebody that knows what's going on and have some. I can do this now because of Airbits. Airbits is simple and grandma just button enough that this has a lot of the features that, you know, I want to demonstrate and show them how it can be used. And that gives you a really good platform to go from those others and let them do, and they have their own features. But, you know, I need something, but I don't want to be sponsored by Airbits or any of that kind of stuff because it's too much favoritism. You know, I just need to have, you know, an event that, you know, explains everything to everybody. But this is going to be, you might, I don't know if you're, you know, free, you want to just come out for a day, but we'll, you know, have a party.
There's nothing I would enjoy more than being there. However, getting there, not so much fun.
Yeah, I know.
So, but hopefully I can tune in to the to a webcast or
well, we'll certainly have
after the fact.
Yeah, we'll certainly have video. And we're talking about webcasting. I was talking to Doug Scribner on Watch My Bit. You know, do we have a streaming capability where you can just go click a bit player layer for a stream? And so Derek is working on that. You know, he's like, you know, I might not have it done by then. It's on my list of 5 billion things we need to do, you know. But if you could have, like, watch my bit, you know, but it's for a stream. You know, it's just sitting there streaming, and you just go, boom, you know, 50 cents or something, and now you got the stream.
Right? Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, we can do that. Because there are streaming services and so on, but you got... You know, how do you take payment, and where does it go, and how do you split it, and all that kind of stuff? Because, whatever. There's a bunch of stuff that we're doing with this technology. I'm planted like 5 years into the future. And I'm just, because I've done this before with Freedom's Phoenix, and if you get kind of, well, we got to worry about search engine optimization of the site that these guys control the network of, and we never get, and they take it down anyway. So I'm like, yeah.
I don't want to play that game. Ernie, I remember downloading your show long before iTunes or iPods or...
yeah, here we go. We'll talk about it.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Wow! 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 I've been good. I knew that I wouldn't have I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
So good. So good. I got James back. Sick of this song when I got James on, because it's a positive, bright light of optimism of things are gonna get better. James is there. Okay, the we were talking off air, you know, about a lot of the tech that's coming, you know, in the Bitcoin summit. I just committed to this like this weekend, and I said, all right, you know, everything just fell in line. You know, I just hit the reset button on summit stuff, so I just go. I wasn't planning on doing one, but I go, yeah, I'll do a 1 day Bitcoin thing, get it all here in the back. Because it's always out of Arizona. Why Arizona? What's so special about Phoenix? This is why because we know how to seed the platform, the foundation of a lot of activism and so on. And I know I haven't even checked one single controversy or a bill of the new legislature, governor, whatever. Arizona, don't freaking care. Not worth my time wasting. Kind of, I don't care, because the entire infrastructure that we're building is outside of this current system in finance, banking, food production, energy, everything distributed. Where the rubber meets the road, and the guys come in with the nightsticks and the AKs or the HPs and kind of, you know, and you belong in HKs or whatever, you belong to us, and get down on the floor, grandma, and that kitten's still alive, stomp on it. You know, these kind of guys, when they do this, rubber meets the road, fully informed jury. We need the jury. This should be part of this entire distributed information of what your power is. When they put a gun to your head and say you got it, they even have had judges take the deputy sheriffs to go grab people off the street to be jurors here this last week because they didn't have anybody who would show up for the. And they have an old law that says you can just go get them. You know, you just you're being conscripted to be a juror now. Don't laugh, man. I'm telling you, this stuff goes on all the time.
I'm crying. I'm not laughing. I'm crying.
You know, this is... So I'm... And I you can see my inclination to kind of, you know, plan ourselves in the future. You know what I mean?
Of course. Of course. You've always been great at that, Ernie. And, you know, I remember downloading your show years ago. I mean, but 2002 or something, long before iPods or iTunes, downloading MP3s, listening on my computer,
We started in February.
You've always been on that bleeding edge.
We've been, on the radio doing the morning show out of Scottsdale here in Arizona since it was February of 2003. And I remember that, and it was right before we had actually invaded and gone into Iraq. And I was on a few months just screaming. This and I go, no, I tell you, when the war starts, it's going to be, and I say this often, I go, when a Marine holding an American flag has his boot up on some pile of rubble going, we win. And I go, and then the insurgency starts. and then the real war starts. And then you're going to be against the people. To think that you can just pull down some statue and say you're in charge, you have absolutely no idea. But they did have an idea. They knew what was going to happen. We have a continuous forever war if we made a bunch of money. So I'm going, yep. And then this Ukraine thing. Come on, I'm getting to the point where that's not us. That's the USG, not the USA. You know, the United States government, whoever the hell, go over. They're over that way. You need a map? I mean, you know, they're over there. You know, peace out. We're not having anything to do with them. This secession in the minds of people, what I think is coming, and the only real link there is between the people and that system is the jury. That's where the people were supposed to be able to have a say, not only on whether they broke the law or not, or whether the law was broken. Ah, you like that rhetoric? That was good. So I go, you know, whether the law is broken, and they just say not guilty. So is this kind of the last remnant of bowing to the system, or trying to, or just hoping to fix it, or trying to demonstrate how broke it is? I mean, why feed you?
Well, you know, anybody that pays attention or has, you know, followed a court case, really any court case, because every one I followed has been the same story, clearly demonstrates that there's no justice to be found in those halls. It's a complete corrupt joke at this point. It's just a bad joke. It's horribly cruel and unfair, and there's very little chance of justice coming out of there. But they still have this, they still need this veneer of legitimacy. So it's like a 1/8 of an inch, little bit of layer of something that tries to make them appear to the casual observer as still having legitimate process. And that still involves these bringing in 12 people and acting like they get to decide. So to me, it's sort of like just a weak point in their armor. And therefore, I feel like if we're going to attack this system, I want to put my maximum energy towards their weakest point. And it's and I can tell when they freak out that I've found a sensitive spot. It's like the one, it's like that one little spot, like under the arm, where if you can, you know, get your dagger in, you might have a chance. You know, and it's purely self-defense. I have no illusions about trying to reform the system or change the system or perfect the system. I just want to help a few people escape.
Yeah, and a lot of times when you are effective or you do got their attention and they start pushing back, you're going to be in the hole if you don't get these people at the, you know, we're going to have to just call their bluff. I mean, it may not be a bluff. We just got to call them anyway. You know, a lot of times, I remember when I was in junior high, there was this guy, I don't know if I should say his name. His name was Jeff Tyler. You know, later I found him, you know, after graduating high school, the guy, you know, grew, man. He got big. But in junior high and high school, he was always the smaller guy. He wrestled in the 98-pound category, one of those deals. And and he got big later. I mean, you know, a guy, you know, didn't have a problem. But during high school and junior high, he is a tough little guy. And what happened, anybody would pick on him and everything, he'd go postal on him. He'd just beat the crap, just start going. And even if you could hold him off, even if the big guys, you know, would prevail, or even if whatever, you definitely took your licks, and it became very well known very quickly. You don't screw with Jeff, okay? Now, he may be small, but man, you're going to get some Tasmanian devil scars on your ankles, all right? So I'm going, this is kind of how I think we need to be on this Fiji thing. Yeah, we'll take hits. Yeah, there'll be some suffering. Yeah, there'll be, and that's what they're trying to argue. Well, this, you don't want to have this one guy suffer. I'm going, it's getting to the point. I don't think they will suffer. I don't think that's what's going on. I think we are in a position, we got to fight back. And who do you have? When you got someone like James and George doing this, I'm going, well, hell, what that, you know, what did you think Mana from Heaven looked like? So I'm glad you're doing it. Is there another city you got online, or you're just focusing on New York because it's so ripe of an apple?
Well, you know, it's definitely ripe, but... you know, I mean, we do some, you know, continuous efforts locally around Philadelphia and some of the surrounding counties here. But, you know, there is something to be said for, you know, trying to go where there's media attention as well. So, you know, most people can do this, you know, just quietly at their county courthouse. do some pamphleting. Nobody's going to care. Nobody, it's not going to make the news. But for an hour, as people pile into the court, you can pamphlet and reach virtually 100% of anybody that may end up with jury duty. It's very easy for really anybody to do at any time, any place. You know, that's sort of the primary mission. But then there's these like, well, there's going to be TV cameras there. So maybe bring a banner, you know, that says Google jury nullifications, or make a little bit more of an effort to try to get them to multiply the message out into the lamestream media. So, you know, there's two opportunities there.
Yeah, no, I encourage you to. Yeah, I talked. It's Lynn, right? The mother. You know, we've had her on, Ross Ulbricht's mother. We've had her on the show before, Pork Fest, and we talked. And I really like to have a mom that puts so much effort in. You want to honor that. And they want to say what they think they're supposed to say or supposed to do or to help. And just more experienced activists out here know that there is no negotiating. Not with these guys. There's no negotiating. You know, we're in a battle. And I'm doing it kind of a little different way. I'm kind of, you know, outside the circle.
Did you know that free aid is a mutual?
Yeah, you know, I remember. You remember that joke about the, you know, back when we were younger, the Pollock this and Pollock that? There was this one where a Polish accountant steals all the money from the mob. And he goes out and he lives large, $100 million, and he's just, you know, living large and everything. And they finally catch up with him. And he's like, duh, duh, I win, you know. And they catch up with him, and they pull him out in front of his mansion, and they draw a circle. And they say, don't you move from that circle. You got to watch this. And they, you know, kill his family and burn down the house. And every time they look back over, he's laughing. And they go, finally get all done. They go, what are you laughing about? And he goes, I stepped out of the circle three times. Ah, ha, 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 ha. You know, so it was, that's kind of, you know, how we have to do it, is just stepping out of the circle. Of course, it's going to burn down whatever, but you got to be willing to just, you know, make fun of the whole thing and take whatever you can get out of it. You at least stepped out of the circle. So I'm showing that there, one, there is a circle, and two, that you can even step out of it. You know, and they'll, you know, say, yeah, but look at all the death, dying, and destruction that we did. And I go, yeah. But I stepped out of the circle, because what I'm trying to do is show to people that you can step out of the freaking circle. OK, so this is and of course, you know, they burn down your mansion. But, you know, it's I'm a circle stepper out of it. But so I'm looking into the future on this and seeing where we can go. And if this Bitcoin summit goes well in the kind of the style that I'm hoping to do, I would very much like to help you do one in Philadelphia.
Cool. Well, you know, there's certainly opportunities there, you know, and we've had, you know, we've got the guys in at the federal courthouse broken in right now. They've all received the memo to not interfere.
What, for Philadelphia or New York?
Philadelphia. They're at least they were trained. You know, I guess they always got new guys, but after George made some of those guys, you know, famous on YouTube. They're a little more. They've been respectful ever since.
Oh, here's a good one. I get a call from a guy named Mike Flanders, I think it is. He is a Border Patrol agent in Southern California that got caught on YouTube saying, you know, they go, are we being detained? Now, can I go? Can I, oh, you know, no, you don't have to. You know, you don't have to answer my questions, and I respect your thing, and peace out, and you have a nice day, and go, right? So, of course, they make a big viral thing. Look, a Border Patrol agent that knows. Well, of course, he's targeted for firing now. You know, they go, oh, hell no. You know, so they going after him, so he's contacting me and dealing with Terry Bressy at Checkpoint USA and all that stuff. And it just seems kind of off. You know, he goes, I like my Border Patrol job. You get to go out in the desert and catch people, and nobody bothers you. I'm going, I want to save your job, you know. But the but it's an interesting story, you know, for someone to even say, you know, that you have a constitutional right to travel and all this other stuff, and then they target you. So I'm just like, I want to play with this one. And but he's really skittish about how he wants to bring all this out. So I'm.
Well, the first thing he could do is quit. Okay.
He doesn't want to. And that's the thing. I like my job. I like being, you know, I'm going, okay, well, what else would I do? And he's 42, so he's not a kid, you know. And he goes, well, I guess I could move to Montana and beat up Canadians or something. So I'm, you know, we'll find out more about this one, but it's this kind of stuff. You know, it's all these, anybody inside the system, you know, are they really breaking out, or is it, you know, they're still trying to save their own skin? All right, here we go.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Turn on the tube, where I see a whole lot of people crying, don't blame me. They point their crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all the time feeling sorry for themselves. Think of this, think of that.
Stuff and taking care and farm and aquaponics and outside and do it, but she's listening on her phone so that in case I need something, but there's a little bit of a delay, but that's how it goes. Donna, I'm out of coffee! Hit me out! Okay, so I know in about 2 minutes it'll be here and done. Okay. James, I want to make sure that, you know, in the last segment here, you give an opportunity. This might be, you know, one of the last chances we get to talk about your efforts in Philadelphia and New York. And you got a life. I mean, you're busy doing, got daughters and doing stuff. And I'm going, okay, so how much of your time is devoted to this? Do you block off a few days a week and kind of we're going to go and then next week I'll want to? How do you block off your activism? Because you do so much stuff.
You know, I just try to cram it in on top of everything else. You know, I'm not really good at planning, but you know, when these kind of things come around, it's, I mean, I have the luxury that I, because I work for myself, I'm a little bit more flexible and I can, you know, just stay up a little bit later and get work done at nighttime or, you know, cram stuff in the morning or so, it's flexible, but, no, I'm not really good at that. So.
Well, what's the tech that has changed? I mean, there's a lot of things. Like you're very interested in 3D printing. You're kind of learning that. That's great. You know, some catting up and doing. There's some things I want to work on with you. But the you know, Fiji, you have Libertarian Party things that you do and such. You know, but I mean, how do you determine what things you get interested in?
Well, you know, at this point, I don't have time for anything that I don't think is going to have a definite impact. You know, I don't really, you know, Libertarian Party is not so interesting, to me. I'm really more interested in, you know, the reason that I'm interested in the jury nullification work is because I've seen the impact. I've seen people go home to their families instead of going to jail. And I'm like, okay, all right. I like that. That's, I put that in the win column. You know, I need to have wins. I want to see these results, and it's, I can't afford to waste my time with theoretical, long-term educational efforts that hopefully will someday materialize in something being slightly better for somebody down the road. So, you know, I'm looking at self-defense really. Some of the things that we have going on in Philadelphia right now are, in that category, are there's always another eminent domain case, and I try to, you know, see what can be done on these things to try to help people defend their properties from getting them stolen by dirtbag politicians, and that seems to be a continuous threat. But you know, by just helping to create a little extra resistance, you know, sometimes people have gotten to keep their properties because the people got mad enough, and because people made enough of a stink, and because people showed up at their houses on Sunday morning and said, we're going to tell your neighbors what you're doing. So, you know, I guess that's what I'm looking at right now is like opportunities for effective self-defense.
You know, I can see that. That's why I was, you know, act locally, you know, kind of thing. And I'm really always having to make an effort to bring it back to Phoenix or Arizona, at least, because as we are successful in a lot of things that we do, well, then of course it's kind of branches out and people do stuff and you want to help, you know, spark whatever in the state of small community of, you know, Buford Pusser needs help or something. But I'm what I want to do is kind of focus locally, and I'm creating the tools and everything like you're doing to have a easy, quick start, like doing the Bitcoin Summit.
you know, I just go, all right, well, I go, I need Bitcoin Summit on info. I think it's an info thing. That's available. The other's not. I go, okay, boom, done. Got it, put it up. A special edition goes up. I do a couple contract can, push the button, call some people, and done. Well, that is like an enormous thing, you know, for people to get over the hurdle of just inertia, get going. While I'm thinking about it, I'm done. So I'm going, these kinds of things can be done and replicated with other people that just have the desire to do something, and they just need some help, you know, getting over the hurdle. And a lot of it, sometimes, you know, they just need $1,000. I remember, I can't even keep track of how many times, if I had $2,000, I could change the world if I had it at the right time. Well, now, you know, if I'm be judicious, I can only do the $2,000 every few month thing, you know, but the I'm going, okay, so we can do this kind of stuff. And I like working with James and you and George and the guys out of Philadelphia and so on, because I know once you push the button, it's a pushed button. You know, there's a commitment to that. Let's go ahead. Let's think about this. We've been doing some Fiji stuff here. We've been doing that for a long, working with you on that. If let's go ahead and see how the Bitcoin Summit goes. If this goes well and it's effective in doing what I hope it'll do and bringing out the, you know, this wide adoption of some people, you know, just kind of go down that road. If you're willing, I would put forth some effort to help you guys doing something in Philadelphia, because I think it would be awesome. And a lot of the people get all worked up about it. Let's see how it goes here and see if we can replicate this. Would you work with me?
Of course, Ernie. Hell yeah.
And you were talking about, you used to download my show back in 03 and so on. How'd you even know about it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
There's a libertarian, you know, on the radio. Oh, my God. How'd that happen?
It probably was. I think at around the same time, I was also downloading Harry Brown's show. You know, so I think that was like the two that I was like, oh, there's stuff on the internet I can listen to. That's cool. Like, well.
No, when we first started, we started a radio. Michael Kilsky, good computer geeky guy, he used we still have it, and you go on Declare Your Independence, ErnestHancock.com, and it goes to Freedom's Phoenix, you know, our edition there that has all the archives. And you'll see on the main page, it'll say, listen to archives, all the way back to 2003. And that format that we had there was kind of like WikiLeaks. It was a wiki kind of, you know, collaborative group, Google Doc kind of sort of thing or something. And I really liked it because it allowed listeners just to go in and they could add the edit to it. You know, hey, I encourage the people, I go and add more links and phone them, kind of, you know, kind of like we have the comment section on Freedom's Phoenix. It was kind of modeled after that. And a lot of people got nervous that you left it open for people to edit. And after a while, you know, I'd close it up and then it just kind of locked in, you know, because people go be funky if they could. But they never did. I was always satisfied. Charles Goyette freaked out, man. You don't want people. And I go, well, maybe you don't, but I do. So the way that we would do it, he did the code that it would pull in the show automatically for each segment, and then it would create a Windows media file and then go back up. So for months, it was a Windows media file. It took up an enormous amount of data and of memory, and it would go up by segment. You could start in by segment. And some people, if they started late and they get caught up by the end of the show with the commercials, they would start listening to it and then get caught up and listen live. Well, when MP3 became, I don't know, known, I never even MP what? What the hell is that? So Lux Luker, which is the guy that did the Philosophy of Liberty stick animation, you know, that from Jonathan Gullible, it was ISIL has that up. The guy that actually did that lived in Canada. I would do the show, had these Sony mini discs that would then go to a guy named Paul Schaubel, an activist here, that would edit out the stuff. Then he would FTP or whatever it to Lux in Canada that would convert it to an MP3 that then would send it back and then it would go up. So it was like a 2 or 3 day delay of all the shows, all these people, just to make sure that we had a libertarian voice available on the internet for people. As time went on, we started, I go, can I learn to do this? I mean, seriously, this is, we don't need to go country. It's just for me to put up the archive. So we finally learned more and more and more in the MP3. And so we've been doing this way before it was common practice for other people, and demonstrated how powerful the internet can be for getting this kind of information out. Well, then I started seeing, okay, well, then the same thing with Freedom's Phoenix, same thing in distributed internet. So people, why are you spending so much time on that and money for months getting ready for that? Because it's the future.
I don't know how many freaking times I got to demonstrate this. Oh, Ernie, you're going to be wrong this time. You know, so it's just people with confidence like yourself and me and a lot of the people that we know is like, man, they and if they do see it, they don't, there's no way to stop it. You know, they, them, those. And I really think Fijia has always been one of those touchstones, and I'm glad you're there. Well, go ahead and give out some web pages real quick in the last minute here of where they can go get, you know, information on what you're doing.
Check out the JuryRightsProject.com. So it's JuryRightsProject.com/NYC has info on the New York campaign.
JuryRightsProject.com.
JuryRightsProject.com.
JuryRightsProject.com. And then on NYC, it's /what?
/NYC.
NYC. Thanks for coming on short notice. It's always good to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you again, brother. Man, I just give you a big hug. You know.
Likewise, buddy.
Thanks for coming on, man, and giving us an update. We'll certainly get you before the end of this trial because we need more information, I'm sure.
James, you got it.
Hold on a second. I'm going to talk to you. We'll be right back. Oh, who's coming on? Ron Neal, $1DVDProject.com has the Gray State movie they're putting out. We'll hear about what happened while this movie maker all of a sudden is dead. Why?
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people.
Yeah, that's an interesting show, too. I haven't done anything on this. I figured this was a good angle to get to where they can actually get the movie and stuff, and you can watch it online. But this guy, the Gray State guy, you know, suicide, murder, kid, wife thing, that just doesn't ring, right?
Wow. Yeah, what a, you know, we'll never know what happened there. It'll be one of those great mysteries from all time, you know.
That is a movie right there. You know, I mean, a movie about the movie.
It's so hard to understand. I mean, I've listened to interviews with David Crowley, and I'm like, wow, that guy's so, on the radio, you know, seems so, you know, intelligent and coherent and not like a crazy person. How does that something like that happen? If it happened the way they say it happened, I don't know. It's just mysterious.
Yeah, no, I'm not buying it, but, you know, whatever. The I'm kind of seeing here the it's interesting, my position, because a lot of activists don't cavort, you know, with the they, them, those. But here in Arizona, I've been doing this so long and kind of, you know, different go to this meeting, a group of kind of stuff that the, I mean, and we get into it. I mean, they're always making fun with you, gamma libertarian, you know, but you want to pay them for doing that because then you get to give the response in front of everybody and make them look stupid because they're just being anti-freedom morons, you know? And so by doing this, I get the perspective of these guys. And by us having these pedal cab signs, oh, did you see the pedal cab signs?
No.
Did you go to bitcoinsummit.info yet?
Yeah, I did. Let's see.
It's one of the top stories up there. It'll be, you know, it just shows Freedom Scenic.
Super Bowl. I got a Super Bowl link.
Yeah.
Is that the one I'm looking for?
Yeah, it's just shows our pedal cabs or something.
Oh, hell yeah.
8 of them. They're just everywhere. All downtown. Now, we've done this before for Just Freedom's Phoenix, and of course, it's all the guys see it because they're the ones that go to this stuff, you know. And so you get the Bitcoin Summit and that, and it's just, you know, constantly all week, all the NFL experience and the Super Bowl stuff and the different events. And of course, it'll keep going, you know, through spring training and all the other concerts and basketball and all that kind of stuff. So these, I got these on through March. So I'm going.
How expensive is that? If you don't mind me asking.
It's not because I mean the signs themselves cost. I mean 8 of them. I think I paid a couple $100 to get them done, and then and I made a mistake. Instead of putting on foam core, I put on foam core instead of coroplast, and I made the mistake. I should have. Anyway, they last longer, but it doesn't matter. You know, after March, it's too late anyway. But the so I went ahead and I get a couple $100 in there, and normally it'd be a lot more, but they're
friend. So for, I don't know, I'll probably give them $1,000, $1,500, depending on how much they do. But it's, you know, I go, hey, man, if you'll get, you know, some whatever pedal cabs you have that do not have advertising on, how many do you got? Well, we don't have for eight of them. And I go, all right, fine. I bought those eight. Done. Here's $1,000. And what it is, it's Mark Victor's ex-wife's new husband that owns the company. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, and Amy and I are good friends, and we, you know, work together a lot on Freedom Summit. We're just still good. They're all good friends, you know, Mark, whatever, because they knew each other since they were 13, and they just kind of grew up, whatever. So Amy and Mark and I were all still good friends. Well, what happened, Amy married a guy that owned this pedal cab, Eco Cab. It's kind of the green thing, right? So, but he's, and he, oh, and he's, oh, got to get your license, you know. No, he's just really, really, you know, sucked into the, and we were always making fun of him, you know, but he's a really nice guy. We, you know, have a good time. But he always gives me a really good deal. So being at the Super Bowl with, you know, the people just milling around everywhere at the peak of all the whatever, what do we have? You know, a pedal cab. And it's just cool, cool, cool. I like that because they're zooming on. They're moving billboards. I love that. I don't know why they're not more popular.
They look great, and especially that shot where they're all parked in a row there. Like, I mean, somebody has to walk by there even when they're not pedaling. So.
Well, they did that, you know, for to take the picture. They had more. Oh, okay. They had three of them. I mean, there's eight of them out there doing that, but there's a bunch of others, too. I mean, it's a busy thing. I mean, you're hundreds of thousands of people doing this crap, you know? So it's I really, like, I got a lot of comments, you know, over the years when we've done this before, and then, of course, when we do billboards. But the I'm about due to do billboards again, but I'm not really as fan of a billboard. Maybe, you know, the kiosk, kind of what you're doing with the Fiji thing. If we do a Fiji thing, maybe I can sponsor it by Freedom's Fiend. We'll do a fundraiser something, you know, because I'd like to do a big billboard because those were, you know, you get the right locations, they do well. Oh, it was right after 08. It was January of 09, and we knew, we negotiated, we got 9 freeway locations, 3 months for $10,000. That is freaking unheard of. It's like $5,000 for one sign, you know, a month. I mean, it was just stupid. And I go, you know what I know? I know with this economic financial collapse that you didn't get any renews for any of your billboards going into 09. Well, I'm offering a $10,000 cash right now, do this contract kind of, no, okay, yes. And I go, nah. Well, this is going to happen again. When this comes up and this financial thing goes, they're going to be like, what the hell do we do now? I go, hello, I got a contract for you. So it's all about timing, man.
Yeah. No, that's the truth. But it does really seem like, gosh, it's so expensive. Maybe we have to tap into that sort of that Ron Paul Revolution style of thinking where people built their own 100-foot billboards, you know, and sort of bypass the big advertising companies and look for opportunities.
You have to do it for a concept as opposed to a commercial, certainly website or something, because they'll freak out about it. They can go after somebody. You know, where's your single point of failure, you know? But a concept like Fiji, you know, if they want to go after Fiji.org, hell, I'd pay them to do that, you know? So this is, you know, we could do, I'm telling you, man, if we get more successes on this stuff, we just put, and it could be QR codes. We could just have big sign that has 4 or 5 QR codes, and each one's a different kind of activist bite me thing, and just have these QR codes freaking everywhere. You know, just put them all over, you know, freedom here or something. I mean, you know, silly status, taxes are for slaves. I like that one. So you, so we do that. That'll be good. All right, man. I got my next guest. But keep thinking about it. We'll do something.
You got it.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Thanks.
The live edition of Declare Your Independence is next after the news here on the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM.
This is the Liberty Beat, your daily source for Liberty news and activist updates, online at thelibertybeat.com. I'm Brian Hagan with your Liberty Beat for Friday, January 30th, 2015. Gold is trading at $1,258, silver $16.94, and Bitcoin's trading around $243.35. Today's Bitcoin price brought to you by ExpressCoin, the fastest, most reliable way to buy Bitcoin. Buy Bitcoin today at ExpressCoin.com. Your job, your home, your car, your money. All these things provide you with a sense of security. But what about your family security? What have you done to prepare if all of these things were suddenly gone? eFoods Direct has the food security you need for every emergency. eFoods Direct is food security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/LibertyBeat or call 800-620-5520 and mention Liberty Beat for 50% off their food preparation planning packs. In the news.
Arrest Henry Kissinger for war crimes! Arrest Henry Kissinger for war!
While appearing before the Senate Armed Forces Committee, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger was confronted by protesters calling for his arrest. Activists with Code Pink interrupted the proceedings, holding a banner and carrying handcuffs. Senator John McCain referred to the protesters as
low-life scum
when demanding the Capitol Police remove them.
If we can't get the Capitol Hill Police in here immediately,
McCain apologized to Kissinger.
I have never seen anything as disgraceful and outrageous and despicable.
Ross Ulbricht trial, day 9. As the jury heard testimony from former FBI agent Ilhwan Yum, who testified about the role he played in seizing and analyzing Silk Road servers in Bitcoin. Also of significance yesterday, the government began the story of a Silk Road vendor who threatened to release the names of thousands of user identities if Dread Pirate Roberts would not pay him $700,000. It was this threat that would lead Dread Pirate Roberts, as shown to the jury on Torchat, to tell a member of Hell's Angels Canada that he wanted to see his blackmailer executed. As the tension rose, the day's proceedings came to an end just before the government laid out the details of the alleged murder-for-hire arrangement. It was apparent that the prosecution was raising that evidence just before they rested their case. The Liberty Beat's John Bush, covering the trial in New York, says that judging by the faces of the jurors, that aspect of the case may have an impact on their decisions. The Liberty Beat's continuing trial coverage continues next week. See thelibertybeat.com for details on how you can help keep that coverage happening. Support for the Liberty Beat Silk Road trial coverage comes from the Free State Project, where thousands of liberty-loving activists are moving to New Hampshire, including Ross Ulbricht's mother, Lynn. Get 101 reasons to move into an amazing and growing community of awesome libertarians and voluntarians at freestateproject.org. This is the Liberty Beat for Friday, January 30th, 2015. Check out the website at thelibertybeat.com. The U.S. Senate Thursday afternoon approved a bill to complete the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. The bill passed with a vote of 62-36, including support from both Democrats and Republicans. The pipeline, which would run from Canada's indigenous lands through Nebraska and into Texas, has been heavily debated for 6 years. President Obama has stated he will veto the bill. Indigenous communities in Panama's Gabe Bugle region will be meeting with Panama's vice president and government officials after giving the government a deadline to cancel a planned hydroelectric dam. The indigenous communities warned the government they would take forceful measures if President Varela did not cancel the project by February 15th. The community members say the Barro Blanco project would affect more than 2,000 families. Victoria Nuland, the Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, condemned Russian state news agency RT and its, quote, tiny, tiny audience over recent coverage of the conflict in Ukraine. Nuland said the media agency spews lies about who's responsible for the violence in Ukraine. While speaking at a Brookings Institution event in Washington, D.C., the assistant secretary said the Russian media was lying when it reported the Ukrainian army was representing NATO's interests and also denied claims that Ukraine was behind a rocket strike that killed 30 civilians. This broadcast of the Liberty Beat is sponsored by Midas Resources Incorporated, helping clients convert their paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver. Get their 10 Reasons book free by calling 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Support also comes from The Corey Moore Show, comedy-minded and liberty-focused. Live each Friday night at 10 o'clock Eastern at CoreyMooreShow.com. This is the Liberty Beat for Friday, January 30th, 2015. I'm Brian Hagan reporting, reminding you, spread liberty with a smile.
Ron, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I was pushing the wrong button. We moved some buttons around. I just got to remember the right button. Okay, go ahead and count to five for me.
1, 2, 3, 4. Five.
Yeah, crank you all the way up. All right. All right. We're back in about 20 seconds. You know, one of the main things, do you have any news on actually, can you talk about, actually what happened?
No, I'm not any smarter than anybody that read their homepage, which is doesn't have a whole lot to say.
Oh, you can say it because I haven't read it, because I know nothing other than, you know, here it comes. Here we go.
Live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Okay, I was sitting there writing this down. Richard Mack just had a heart attack, and I want Donna to get him on the show. I know he's at least, you know, alive, so we want to talk to him and let everybody know what happened and how well he's doing. So I don't forget, we have on now Ron Neal from $1DVDproject.com. Now, Ron Neal had, during the Lovelution days, there was somebody, you need to go somewhere to get the DVD of the copy of Send Out to the Friends and the Cheap of I Got a Whole Bunch of Documentary and Enough, I Got 60 Hours Worth of Video to Watch to Get Up to Speed on Damn What the Hell. You know, you went to $1DVDproject.com. It doesn't surprise me that they have Gray State available in, I guess, it's unedited, uncut form of what originally was being done, worked on. It was kind of a anti-police state FEMA be a coming video that was done in various stages. I remember seeing the trailers for it, and it was very, you know, disturbing. And I was looking forward to its release, and it's been worked on for a long time. And it was kind of a crowdsource funded thing by a gentleman that was an Iraq veteran that was having some impact. So I'm going, wow, this is, and I'm glad that Ron picked this up. Ron Neal, welcome to the show, Ron.
Well, thank you. You have one little thing wrong. I do not have a copy of Gray State. I don't think it's appropriate yet to make a DVD of it unless I get permission from the authors. And Gray State is really a movie that hasn't been produced. What's available right now on YouTube is a 2.5-hour documentary about them trying to put together Gray State and all the interviews of all the people that suggest that we need a movie like that. The trailer's out there. You can watch the trailer on my YouTube channel. You can watch the 2.5-hour documentary, but I have not put it on DVD as of yet.
Okay, now they can go to your site, $1DVDproject.com, and not even have to pay a dollar to watch the whole uncut thing.
Actually, the website is $DVDProjectLiberty.com.
$DVDProjectLiberty.com. How did that get changed?
I changed it. I just thought it flowed better. A few years ago, I changed it from $1. It seemed kind of redundant, so I changed it up, make it kind of a poem. You know, $DVD, Project Liberty.
Let's go ahead and do a little bit of your history, because I find this interesting. We've talked in the past before. It's been a while. You know, we're living in troubled times. I am a 64. I am 64 and intend to see this through for the sake of my grandbabies. I'm telling you, that's what I'm starting to realize this as I become a grandparent. I start to see that it's the grandparents that are going to be the ones, you know, fueling this, because they know. And they're going, you know what? Not going anywhere. We're not going to just open up our grandchildren's brain to the ew. My dad was a chapter leader of the Birch Society. We're talking about Ron Neal's father here. Chapter leader of the Birch Society. I've been doing this since I was a teen in the 60s. It just gets worse and worse, and the people get dumber and dumber. Where will it all end? And everyone thinks American Sniper is wonderful. They killed the Gray State family, yet I sleep well and wake ready to engage. Thank you for your efforts and the reposting of my little project mailings. February 7th makes 8 years of burning
Project DVDs. I would love to be on your show, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so this was, you know, to Don, I guess, for coming on. The one thing that I'm very interested is the Gray State story. I know little other than what we post on Freedom's Phoenix. I don't really read a lot of the initial stuff, especially after they had been found weeks after it seems they were killed. And I'm going, you know, I always wait for a few weeks until after all the kind of the BS settles down and we get some more, because usually the initial lamestream media so last century stuff is a bunch of crap, you know, and certainly the narrative is murder-suicide. Is that a common belief amongst his friends and family that he killed his wife and daughter and then shot himself? Is that the story they're buying?
Well, I don't think anybody close to the family believes that suicide story. He was just fixing to get funding, big time funding from some big mogul in Hollywood for to put the movie out there. And it's pretty unlikely that after all these years of working hard on a project that's going to save the world, save the planet, you know, that you're going to go out and immediately kill your daughter and your wife and yourself after getting the funding to follow through on the plan. So we all think it's murder.
Yeah, that one surprised
me. I can't say all, but, you know, the indication is that it's murder. We don't have any evidence. I don't know. I'm not any smarter than what's on the homepage of Gray State. You can watch the trailer on my YouTube channel if you'd like, and or just do a search for Gray State and look for the title Gray State Dollar DVD Project Liberty.com, and you'll go to my channel and it'll have the trailer, little 2.5 movie trailer. Really pretty cool. I mean, it looks pro.
We've been pumping this since they did the first trailer back in the day, and it got a lot of attention on, you know, everywhere. I mean, you know, from everywhere. It's been very anticipated, and his history was interesting too. He was tip of the spear doing the Iraq thing, and he's like, no. So I'm very interested in how this plays out, and I would think that those bad guys, they might have defeated their own purpose, or maybe it was, you know, crazy supporters that wanted the attention, or crazy. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. The whole thing's crazy. But I want to know about Dollar Video. You know, how have you morphed? What are you doing? What's the things you're offering? How you're doing?
Well, I started off 8 years ago with a three burner or three target DVD burner, and I thought that would be sufficient. Now I have 3 10, so I can do 30 DVDs in one run in about 4 minutes. So in one day, I can put out 400 or 500 DVDs. Of course, I'm not operating capacity because I don't have enough traffic to the site, and I'm not promoted myself properly. But I'm very pleased with the results. I've got 71 different titles right now. Probably the biggest one that I've ever sold was Freedom to Fascism, and did lots of 9/11 DVDs. But please come to the website and look over the list of 71, and for a buck a piece, how can you go wrong? You don't have to confront anybody. Just say, hey, man, I bought a stack of DVDs. Here's one for you. I'm going to watch it tonight. Let me know what you think and pass it along to somebody else. And for a dollar, you got, you know, 2 or 3, 4 hours worth of education on a particular subject. So I think it's a no-brainer.
I'm hip. We have three. I think ours do 11, so we do 33 each time. But we have three 11-stack duplicators also. And we have a bunch in the hard drive, a bunch of these movies and so on. A lot of them that we have compilations of. Like we put For Liberty, the Ron Paul documentary, along with Freedom to Fascism. Or we have the Obama Deception, Freedom to Fascism, and, you know, something else. And we have, so we got all these different combinations. I'd be willing to, we have seeded some other people's projects like this, and we just create, you know, we have a master of a bunch of these, and we just make copies of them, of the masters, or I wonder if I could do the hard drive, but, you know, we do the masters. I'd be more than happy to send what we've done to you. We have a lot, probably duplicates, a lot of stuff that you have, but there's some of these things that I think you might do well to have. So I don't know, what's your copyright thing? I mean, like, I give you an example. Two of my favorites are The U.S. versus John Lennon and Sir No Sir. The Sir No Sir is kind of a history of how the Vietnam War really got stopped from the inside with the military. And I'm just going, wow, these are powerful things. But I'm wondering copyright and the man and the man. And then they come and visit you, get a visit by the man. You know, let's go ahead and talk about that when we come back with Ron Neal, $DVDProjectLiberty.com.
This is Donna Hancock with Brangus Realty in Arizona. Now more than ever, we have to seek out good investments to help secure our future. The real estate market across the country today seems to have recovered. Inventories are low, housing prices have gone up over the past year, and money is available to lend. But you must be careful to read between the lines of what the mainstream news is reporting. There is a shadow inventory, and the market is manipulated by a multiple number of factors. And we will need to anticipate this flux and prepare for the next market downturn in housing. There are many communities across the country today that have a growing mindset of preparing to ride out the financial storm. And Arizona is one of those places. If you are interested in moving to the desert southwest, where we have 3 to 4 growing seasons a year, and the sun is readily available for anything solar, I will be here to help you when that time comes. Feel free to use my webpage at donnahancock.com to search for Arizona properties. Please feel free to call me at 602-828-1819 to discuss options for your move to Arizona.
While our satellite channel is free to listen to, it's not free for us. You can help us cover our satellite costs with the chip-in on the right side of the page at lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
It's me, Ernest Hancock. Yeah, I got, man, that's coming in hot. New buttons, new switches, new, I got to get used to it. Sorry about that. Okay, what we're talking about is transmitting of information using DVDs, and it's going to get to the point to where it's just going to be, I don't know, files, or you tap somebody's USB stick, and all of a sudden, boom, it's over, or you kind of do the near-field blip phone, kind of, and it's on, done. You know, there's all kinds of, but I tell you, for now, DVDs are a very effective, very compact, very, you know, mass-adopted kind of, we can get information to somebody, and Ron Neal's been doing this for a while, and at 60-something years old, to take this project on and do this, I'm wondering, you know, how it's gone over the years, and then we'll get into the selection of what types of movies that you use, what kind of, you know, copyright or intellectual property or something you worry about or somebody complain about something to complain, and I want to go through that, but let's go ahead and start off. When you started this, Ron, what was your expectation? Why were you doing? What kind of movies were you doing?
Probably the first thing that I did was a video called 9/11 Mysteries, and I got permission to duplicate it as long as I put it on a combo like you do with some other video, to where, you know, the quality is a little bit less because of resolution and compaction, but I sold a bunch. We moved a bunch of those at the beginning, and since then I just added on another 4 or 5 dozen titles of every kind of subject that interests me that I thought needs to be spread.
Okay, let me go over some of the movies that we have. We have a graphic up here, $1 each, and it has a lot of movies. And let's take a look at some of these. Codex Alimentarius. Well, that's about, you know, controlling food and supplements and everything coming out of Europe. Doing that's good. Let's see, Impeach the Terrorist. You know, okay, so that's kind of a, you know, war crime Bush thing. Let's see, we got North American Union. You know, a lot of people didn't know about that. They want to know what's going on there. Illuminati stuff. Zionism, the Jews did it, and if they didn't do it, they're going to do it kind of stuff here. And then we have Zeitgeist, election information about fraud in the election process, American Freedom Fascism, a lot of Alex Jones movies here. Let's see, about vaccinations, you know, 9/11, of course. Even David Icke. You know, I mean, you know, there's not really a theme other than not the general government rhetoric.
You know, chemtrails. I mean, you know, all of this. The one thing I do see a lot of, and I see it certainly with the John Birch Society background, with your father and so on, there is a, I've even done 3-hour shows where people come on, man, they are just on the influence of the of AIPAC and Israel and the Zionist movement and everything in our politics. Is that a common theme with you?
It seems like that's the latest level of understanding that I'm at, that the Zionists seem to be in control of everything, the media, the banking system, Federal Reserve, our military, our State Department, the Pentagon, AIPAC. You don't get to be elected in this country to office in the Fed with the Feds unless you're unless AIPAC likes you.
Now you got to kiss the ring, yeah.
Kiss the ring, absolutely. Zionism seems to be dominating everything. The more you investigate, everything seems to be pointing to this international conspiracy of international Zionist bankers that just are actually trying to rule the world. And it looks like they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Nah, I wouldn't say good. They're effective. The my concern is this. When I tell you, you know, I get this a lot, and it's not that I even disagree. That's not the point. My point is, I'm going, look, man, if it's not them, you got a train track into infinity of people lined up, you know, ready to take their place. And it's us. You know, we're allowing this to happen. They go, you know why we rule you? Because you're letting us, moron. I mean, you know, it's really not a whole lot more complicated than that. That's why I'm always advocating for declaring your independence, which means not be dependent on a lot of different systems. Don't be dependent on, you know, just CBS for your news. Don't be dependent on government monopolized control energy grid of how I get my power of gas. If I just do it myself, don't be dependent on Monsanto to supply your food in the agribusiness, Arthur Daniel Midland of their blah blah blah. I mean, all that, we need to diversify, we need to distribute all the communication and all of the energy and all the food and all the communication to where we can do. Anyway, you can't do that, the efficiency is the scale of kind of, and it'd be harder for us to rule you. And I'm going, so these films and so on, a lot of times they do. So let me give you a good example. I have a special edition on Freedom's Phoenix called Ernie's Favorites, and I take a lot of videos that I find online. I put them up there, like BBC's Century of the Self, or The Power of Nightmares, or How to Make Medicinal Hemp Oil, or How to Do Make a Still. I mean, these types of information that you would have available as a DVD, you could just order it. I try and get up there, but what happens? YouTube, Google, the man, somebody, they always take down, they take down, they take down. So I got to go find it again, or I'm starting to have to load it up on my own servers. So my question to you is, when you have a really good series like Power of Nightmares or something like that, and you want to make these movies, are you always getting permission, or are you, how are you protecting yourself from somebody going, oh, no?
Well, I specifically don't do anything that just came out. I want to give anybody that went through all that work, 6 months or whatever, a year, whatever it takes to kind of make their millions off of that. And then after it kind of drifts into the shadows, I'll pull it up if it's still relevant and put it on a combo where the quality is not as good as the original. And I don't advertise it as if it's, on eBay, 1995, with the same label and the same thing. It's not a direct duplication. It's really kind of a compressed version. The quality is down a little bit off of it. So I'm not really interfering with the copyright. And I always try to send an email to anybody that might be an issue with. And I've only got one response one time, and a guy said, hey, if you're going to do my videos, a 9/11 video, you got the wrong picture on the label. And he was upset with me because I didn't use the picture that he was using, which I purposely didn't want to duplicate what he was doing, you know. So really, I haven't gotten any feedback except from one, that 9/11 Mysteries. The lady said, no, we can't do that. I'm in a lawsuit, and they don't want us duplicating. I can't authorize you to duplicate it. I'd be in trouble. So to answer your question, nobody has really said, hey, don't do it. I kind of think the time has come where people in this movement, like you and I and us and we and they, most of us don't really care about those issues. We're trying to get the message out. I mean, if you're in a trench and somebody reaches into your ammo pouch to pull out a couple of rounds so he can shoot the enemy and protect you and everybody else in this trench, you're not going to complain too bad.
Oh, some people complain. I mean, there's just no getting more effective. God forbid you be making some money. And they complain. Not that I just don't care, but, you know, it doesn't mean they don't complain. You know, like Aaron Russo, the deal that he and I had, I just like, get over it, Aaron. It's going to get duplicated. You'll sue me. I mean, you know, I don't know how you're going to stop this. And finally it came down. He goes, okay, well, just don't do the director cut. So he got to keep the director cut, and we did, I'll bet you, various different combinations, we have done at least 150,000 America Freedom to Fascisms out of here. And I'm just an activist. We have a bunch of activists sitting there just feeding those machines. And then I go, I could have got a robot, but that would have cost a lot more. Yeah, do you have robots? We'll find out when we come back.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like?
Yes, I am. Okay, the robot, do you know the robot I'm talking that loads these machines, that little arm thing?
Yeah, $3,000. Jesus.
Did you do that?
No, I do it all manually.
Yeah, I know. I'm going, damn, that would be nice, but I don't know if it'll catch when something goes wrong, though. But anyway, so they have those, and yeah, 3,000. I'm like, never mind. But we could buy three more stacks for doing that.
But remember, the cartridges for those, I think it's Primera, what you're talking about. The cartridges are ridiculous. You end up spending a bunch of money on ink, even if you do have an automated machine. I just soon sit here and get online and do my thing and keep those machines running. I can multitask. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, we have some of the print-on ones that we've done. You know, Donna, my wife, got her printer that she uses in her real estate thing, or, you know, prints on the DVDs, but it does one at a time and so on. I mean, when we first started doing this, you and I probably started doing it about the same time as during 08, I think. You know, certainly no later than 09. When we were starting to do this, it wasn't as easy. I mean, you know, you could, you know, make them, but, you know, they printed on labels, the laser printer of this, or the, you know, what was the inkjets or something. You know, all this, it was very expensive. It cost a lot more. What we did, I still have 25,000 blanks left. I just keep them in reserve for when somebody pisses me off. You know, and I'm going, oh, you need 3,000 DVDs passed out in your neighborhood, you know, or done in downtown or for some issue. Certainly after Sandy Hook. We have one compilation that is really good. I want to, Donna, send the safe DVD to him. Just mail it. We'll get his address and so on. When she sends you the show archive and URL, all that stuff, for you to do what you want, respond with your mailing address so she can send that to you, would you please?
Sure. It's 1623.
No, give it out now. Just do it in an email.
Oh.
You're giving out in the archive here. That'd be bad. You know, maybe not. You don't care. But the, we record during the archive. She told you that, right? I mean, during
that's
the breaks.
Right.
Now, the thing is that I get this to you, and it's a compilation of a bunch of different videos. And it's, you know, a lot of JPFO stuff, you know, on the gang, which is about the BATF. No guns for Negroes, no guns for Jews, which is kind of why they have gun control. Against, you know, a lot of this stuff. And then, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's real powerful, good compilation of anything, you know, the Constitution stuff and some readings of whatever. It's very good for Second Amendment stuff. So whenever they do, because Mayor Bloomberg is coming to Arizona to do some anti-gun whatever, and I'm like, good. Thanks for playing. We got plenty of DVDs. And the first thing we're going to do is get them all distributed. We have some contacts and activists in Manhattan that's going to do it on the subway. And right when Bloomberg, you know, he shows his face here, bam, we're going to hit the subway system. And just to go, hey, well, you thought you could leave New York? Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't get the memo. So we're going to have a lot of fun doing this. And we may enlist your help on that. Because I just don't have the time to keep doing it. If you can make some money or supply the people with it as it starts to gain popularity, if you go to safegunowners.org, and you'll see our site, and you kind of see what we do. And I'm going, okay, we do that. I'm going to need somebody to fulfill the mass, and you can make a gazillion dollars. I don't have time. So I'm going to get this to you in case that happens. Be my freaking guest, because, like you, we just want to get the stuff out.
Oh, thank you.
The other thing is going on, a lot of Fiji stuff. I see you have some stuff up there for that. And I'm wondering what the common thread is from your stuff. We'll talk about that. Here we go.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question?
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity.
And maybe a couple of others. You know, I want to go through this one thing. There is a theme that when you're doing No Stopping Me, there is a theme when you have this information that you share. I'm wondering, you know, what the criteria is for what you think is a freedom-oriented video that goes to people. I mean, what are you trying to open their minds to, and in what way, and what should be emphasized? Is it vote right? Is it not vote? Is the voting system messed up? Are we got to, you know, once more into the breach? I mean, what do you think, Ron? What are you trying to instill in people?
Well, I think the biggest issue is the apathy and ignorance. So I'm trying to work on both of those by providing information, you know, cheap, a buck for a DVD. You got hours of information on their video. For a buck, you can get informed on any one of a number of subjects that I'm promoting on the website that are pretty timely and need to be dealt with. The apathy, hopefully, will change as people get informed and find out that they have been lied to all their life. Just about everything, almost everything that they believe is probably tainted.
Everything.
And no longer.
It is everything. I mean, I in the 90s, I would go as a county chairman of the Libertarian Party here and so on. You know, Lexington, they always have us go to different schools. And then as years would go on, they didn't even invite Republicans and Democrats because they were just lying anyway. So we just kept going back to these kids. And the one theme that I had, I'm going, and the ones I liked the most were junior high, right, when they're starting to get the hormones and they're ready to question authority anyway. So I'm going, you know, you're going to find out that all the things and what you have been led to believe of what is the truth is a lie. And I go, then what? What is the foundation on which you determine, you know, what's good and bad? How do you do that? What is it that you do? Then you go into a lot of different things about, you know, a lot of stuff. But this is what you provide to adults. And I get a lot of stories from people in their 60s and 70s that are friends, that are part of the Lovevolution, all that kind of stuff, that live in retirement communities like Sun City here. And they have a lot of free time to just talk to each other. And a guy next to them in the pool, walking their arthritis knees kind of, you know, and doing and conversing as they're wearing their USS Missouri hat, okay? Battleship of whatever, and we going to get some. And they're all, and I went, oh! I went and saw American Sniper. A friend of mine wanted to go see it, and I thought he was going to take his two sons. They're like 10 and 12, and I'm like, I go, man, I don't know if that's good. He goes, oh, hell no, I'm not taking them. You know, that'd you know, mess them up for the rest of the night. I want to go play Call of Duty and enlist the Marines and go kill somebody or something. So we wanted to go see it. It wasn't really, it was kind of what I expected and not what I expected. It's Clint Eastwood thing. You go and you watch this, and I didn't get the impression it was really a pro-war thing, but it was just so popular, and I'm wondering why. And I looked in the audience, and it was packed. It wasn't just an afternoon on a Thursday or something. I mean, I'm going, what the heck is going on? So I go, what's the demographic? As we went out and it let out, and we were going to the bathroom, I just stopped, and he's like, ah, yeah, you're too late. You didn't get, now you're in line. I go, no, I wanted to see the demographic. I wanted to look and see what the average age of the people. It was a Vietnam thing. Vietnam age, maybe even some older people, even some World War II vets. Not as much of the younger people. I get the impression that this American group wanted to be inspired and once more for the team and, you know, get to see a bunch of Arabs getting killed or something. And I don't think they got what they wanted, but did you see the movie?
No, I have not seen it, but I think I got a pretty good idea what's going on. That generation that is watching that movie in large numbers is actually my generation,
yeah.
Probably your generation, and that's why I came up with the DVD project, is because those guys probably don't spend as much time doing this research on the net as you and I do, and when we come across something that they need to know about, I like to put it on a DVD and make it available to them. Because the couch potato, the older guy like us, it's probably already pretty set in his ways, and it's going to be hard to persuade him that some of the stuff that he's learned is maybe isn't the truth. I'm kind of curious to know why there aren't more soldiers that have stood up over the years and said, you know what, we shouldn't be over here killing all these people. They didn't attack us on 9/11. They didn't come over here and blow us blow us up or shoot us. Why are we in all these different countries with all these military bases, 900 military bases in 140 countries? We are an empire. We are dominating the entire globe with our military, you know what I'm saying? So why aren't more people from my generation standing up and saying, wait a minute, this is not right. Bring our boys home, put them on the border. We shouldn't be killing all these people all over the country. Those guys that are shooting back at us in Iraq and Afghanistan, they're just moms and dads and brothers and sisters that are PO'd at us for blowing up their neighborhood or Israel blowing up their neighborhood. They're just, they're not insurgents. They're people protecting their homes, their families. They're upset with this. And I can understand how somebody might load up themselves with a bunch of bombs and walk into a group of soldiers and blow themselves up. They must be pretty damn desperate to do something like that. And they're not crazy. They're just stressed out from being under attack all these years. The American population does not know what we do in those countries. They don't know. It's being suppressed.
You know, one thing that I'm seeing, Ron, that I am embracing is I first saw it. It started a trend. I don't know if that started there, but I started seeing it on Lou Rockwell articles to where the general reference to the government doing whatever is not USA, it's USG. The United States government doing that. USG that. USG, USG. Starting to make this separation in our minds between the American people and the government that's supposed to, I don't know, are they us? We're occupied. You know, and once you start to realize that, we're under occupation, they go, well, your troops are occupying us in our country of the whatever. And I go, well, hell, you're over there. We're right here. I mean, you know, we're right, living right under it. And every single form I fill out, every webpage I visit, everything I do is they're right there, you know, surveilling me and putting me on a list. And then, you know, there's so many different, I'm a big movie guy because I see you get a lot out of it. And Captain America, Winter Soldier scared the crap out of me. I mean, it showed just, I mean, it was like, yeah, we're open about it. Here we go. Did you see that movie?
Sounds familiar. It's pretty old, isn't
it? Captain America. No, it's a recent, it was last year. It's one of the Marvel series,
oh, no.
Captain America. Captain America, Winter Soldier. You watch it and you'll see. I tell this story. I was talking to Michael Nystrom about it, and we're friends, we're just yakking. And I go, you haven't seen this? You got to see it. And he goes, well, I'm going to ask everybody on the site. And I go, do it. So he puts on Daily Paul and it says, he goes, well, Ernie says I should watch Winter Soldier. What do you guys think? You haven't seen it? Oh my God, you got to watch it. And the reason is you watch it and you'll see why. You trust me. Captain America, Winter Soldier, you get it wherever, you know, on Amazon or something. Now, there's another one, Sir No Sir. Have you ever heard of that documentary?
No.
Sir No Sir. Look at Donna. Make sure you send that. She already got it ready for you. You're such a good girl. Okay, so she's going to send that to you, too. Jordan Page was visiting here, the musician, and he was going to Washington, D.C. to do some veteran thing. And I go, I know what this is like. This has happened in the 60s, 70s when they're blah, blah, blah. Watch this documentary. It blew him away. He had to have a whole bunch of them to go pass out. He said, I had no idea about this history. The power of what you're doing, there's a bunch of them that if you don't have, I want to make sure you get. I'm not sure who complained, but, you know, this is, you know, I'm definitely glad you're there. One last thing I got to do is put it that way. So if there is a common theme that you think you're trying to share, what is it and to whom? You already intimated you think it's like your generation, you know, 60, 70, around in there maybe. You know, maybe you're a little younger and so on, but, you know, and you want them to know what? That they're just being lied to? I mean, what's the... Because I look at the criteria here. I mean the types. We got, you know, FIJA, fully informed jury kind of stuff. I saw something. Second Amendment, conspiracies, Zionism, Federal Reserve, health, you know, 9/11. Heck, Larkin Rose stuff up there. Fishing. You know, voting, elections. When we come back, we're going to find out what's the overall message you think they're getting out and to whom? And can we expand the market? Can we expand what he has? Do you have a movie you think he should include? If he's willing to do it, and nobody's coming after him, and he can mass produce and put it up and add and kind of throw it up. Oh, and you can go link to and watch the trailer and the movie from his site. You know, I think it's $DVDProjectLiberty.com. Go check it out.
When it comes to investing in precious metals, you need a source you can trust who offers you choices and empowers you to maximize your wealth. That's where Roberts & Roberts Brokerage can help. Roberts & Roberts is a trusted name in precious metals. Since 1977, Roberts & Roberts has been providing you with the finest gold and silver bullion, coins, rounds, and bars at genuine and honest prices. They make it easy to invest in precious metals and work with you to suit your investment needs. In addition to offering gold and silver for sale for U.S. dollars, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage is now accepting Bitcoin in exchange for their quality precious metals products. To speak with a professional from Roberts & Roberts about investing in precious metals, call toll-free 800-874-9760. Write this number down, 800-874-9760. Visit Roberts & Roberts online at rrbi.co. That's rrbi.co. On behalf of Roberts & Roberts, here's hoping your day is as good as gold.
Okay, Ron, I'm just picking a song to come back with. When we come back, I'm going to... No dead air on my show, man. You talk, I don't interrupt and monologue and go. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw it to you of what the experiences that you had, and you kind of described why you did it. You know, you wanted your generation to get, and this is the stuff that, and you selected because. But I'm really interested in what the feedback has been. Once you've done this for this many years, it's been a while. So you've been doing this. I'm wondering, you know, where your support comes from. Is it profitable at all? Does it pay for itself? Are you having people send? So you need to include this. I mean, like we're doing here. There's because when you have things like Sir No Sir, I have these guys, these filmmakers on. A lot of times they're liberal or they wanted to have a message or they got, you know, went through traditional channel. They didn't get enough support and they're all mad or something like that. And I'm going, hey, this is awesome. I'm going to, you know, copy the crap out of it. And they're like, yeah, well, I go, yeah, so sue me. I mean, you know, I don't care. And then they start benefiting. And that was one thing I had the conversation with Aaron is he's going, well, Ernie, it cuts. I go, no, it doesn't. It's marketing. I go, are you kidding me? This is how you're getting all the attention. So finally he... You know, because he's in the Hollywood industry, he was in a different mindset. But he got religion towards the end there. He was like, okay, I get it. So I'm going, this is the feedback that you're getting from the impact on this. I'd be very interested in, okay?
All right.
All right, that's what we'll do when we come back.
This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
The change, and I got several up here. I want to be able to, you know, advocate and people can go and find and stuff. You know, we have a name change. You've only done one name change, have you, Ron?
That's correct.
And it was just because, you know, you wanted to get Liberty in there or there's somebody.
Yeah, $1, that's kind of redundant. Dollar means one already. So dollar covers $1. And I wanted the word Liberty in there so somebody that's never seen this site before would know immediately what it's all about. A dollar DVD, Project Liberty, kind of a poem. It rhymes a little bit. The purpose of the website is really not to provide a bunch of single DVDs to individuals for their entertainment. I want people to come to the website, look it over, and say, oh, man, I'm going to get 10 of those, 20 of these, 5 of those, give them to my friends. I want them to pass them along. And a buck a piece, I mean, that's cheaper than you can make it yourself with a pretty label to boot. So the purpose is not everybody buying one or two here and there. I want you to get 10 or 20 or 30 of a particular title, pass them out, then come back in a week or two or a month or two and get another 50 or 60 or whatever, whatever. And most of my customers are, or most of my regular customers do exactly that. Every few weeks, they'll buy $100 worth or $50 worth or $500 worth of a few different titles, and they'll pass them out here and there, gun shows and church parking lots and the Walmart or Total Strangers or gun rallies or just any opportunity where you've got the crowd.
I know the one, Donna, the Christian Zionism one. Don't we have that one? And it, you know, okay, it was 4409 was a big YouTube guy that still does his Project 4409. He was a Ron Paul thing. And he was asked to edit a movie for some people that were doing their one to make a big point of how Zionism kind of got infiltrated into the seminaries and the, was it Schofield, Sheffield, whatever, Bible of whatever. So this movie, and I go, wow, they were making hundreds of these using our duplicator. And they were going to church parking lot, standing on the sidewalk. As people come out, they were handing this to. It caused a stir. And it is a very interesting perspective. We have a lot of stuff. I'm going to give it all to you, man. Pace. Let me know how it works out. The people that use you, this is their form of activism, and you're just, you know, a source for them to make use of educating their friends and family and neighbors, I guess.
That's right. I'm working in the basement, and the other people are out there passing these things out. I don't really get out much. When I do, I pass a few out here and there. But mainly, I'm a support mechanism to generate these DVDs at a minimum cost. I don't make any money off of them at a buck a piece. The ink alone will kill you. But I encourage people to come to the website. If you do come to the website, there's a free DVD tab. I'll just fill out the form, and I'll send you two DVDs of your choice for free. Cost you couple of bucks, you know, after shipping and handling, and hopefully one out of 10 or 20 people will make a larger order and help cover the cost of me sending out these free DVDs. But it's a way for you to see what's involved. You get the order form, you get a couple of samples of your choice of what the DVD is, and you get to go through the list and then come back to the website and order two or three dozen to pass out to your friends. It's a way for you to become an activist. It's pretty obvious that a lot of people are going to have to get involved for us to turn this around, because we have been infiltrated. Our government, our country, our planet has been infiltrated, and we are no longer a constitutional republic, if anybody even knew what that really was. We're not a democracy anymore. We are being ruled like a dictatorship, like an oligarchy. So we need to get involved. We can't just sit back and go, oh, look what's happened. We have to get out there and do something. And this is an easy deal. You get 10 or 20 titles, you pass them out to your buddies, and then go back to the list and get some more.
Okay, now this is one thing I want to ask you right here. When you do this, and I've had this experience, a lot of times people, they don't want to know. I mean, you know, what is it? If you get a good entry level, you know, it's like, I hate Obama. All right, fine. Watch Obama deception, Alex Jones thing. Well, it's not really, of course, they'll watch it, but it's not really just the left doing it. He's just representative of all of them, you know. And then you have, well, I hate Bush. Okay, well, you get a Bush betrayal kind of, you do, well, damn it. You know, it's kind of all of them. And then, you know, what about voting? Well, black box voting and the HBO special kind of put it, and damn it, that's about all of them. And what about, you see, I'm wondering what the lead-in for people that want to know the truth. Is something happened to them? It's 2008, and what the hell just happened with the finance? And it's going to come again. There's going to be another big dump. And I'm wondering, what is the one issue that you think is the penetration for a lot of people?
I kind of like all wars are bankers' wars. That's pretty good, because everybody's being affected by cash flow and being broke and higher taxes. So where's all this money going to? All this money is going to those 900 military bases, those 140 countries that we're in, all these troops that are over there doing whatever. What are they doing on all those military bases? Intimidating the neighbors? I don't know, but I'd like them all to come home and, you know, maybe half of them put on the border to protect us. We're being invaded physically and mentally and emotionally. But all wars are bankers' wars kind of explains it. And if that doesn't get you, then They Want Your Guns is another DVD.
Yeah.
And all my DVDs are compilations. There's several videos. It's not just the one Christian Zionism DVD, video that's on that DVD. There's a whole bunch of other associated videos with that, maybe 4 hours on there. And I highly recommend Christian Zionism, because our churches, our Christian churches in the United States are generally supportive of the wars.
Now, oh, you've seen that movie? You have that movie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Christian Zionism, yeah, it's got, I think you can even preview it on the website. That's another thing. When you come to the website, hit the preview button underneath the DVD, the picture of the DVD, and you can actually view what's on that particular DVD. And I didn't do it to all of them, but most of them are, and I'm pretty sure Christian Zionism is one of them, that you can actually see what you're buying. But mainly these are all compilations or combo DVDs of multiple. See, I go on YouTube and find the subject and watch all these different videos, pick out the cream of the crop, and put together 2 or 3 hours worth of videos on a DVD.
Oh, I got a couple. Donna, mark on the card there for this one. It's the 3D printing documentary and the rise and rise of Bitcoin. See, the Bitcoin thing, this distributed internet coming, distributed finance, distributed, everybody wants to fix the system by showing how bad the system is, and I don't think there's enough emphasis, certainly with the young that are coming up, that you can just bypass the system. You don't use their money, you don't use their energy grid, you don't use their food production, you just kind of become independent, and it solves so much of this stuff by just being able to ignore them. I'm not trying to refound it, I'm not trying to fix it, I just want to survive it and let it crash and burn, and we'll do something else, you know. But the promise of the Constitution, this show, Declare Your Independence. I like the Declaration of Independence. Very clear of why they created a government and under what conditions they want to alter or abolish. When it violates individual rights, they're bad. It didn't say what kind of government, a republic, a democracy. They didn't care. It's like the only reason you create a government is protect individual rights. When it doesn't do that, time to alter or abolish, done. Next. Well, there's a lot of technology to do this. If you'll work with me, I will make sure you get content and send people kind of do and start using and getting widen the whatever, all the same theme of liberty. And we'll promote and get some banner ads and get some stuff up on the site and make you all kinds of busy. How about that?
Free DVD at $DVD Project Liberty. Come there, fill out the form. It's a tap at the top. Free DVD. I'll send you 2 of them.
Keep going, man. Tell me you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll send you 2 of them for free, and hopefully enough people will order more, and it'll help cover my cost of sending out all these free DVDs. DollarDVDProjectLiberty.com.
DollarDVDProjectLiberty.com. You go there, you look at the where it says 2 free, and kind of, you know, get it going. Get Ron on your list. You know, give it. And what kind of payment? Do you take Bitcoin yet?
Well, we do the credit cards and the PayPal.
Bitcoin! Bitcoin, we'll get them hooked up. We'll get you hooked up. A whole nother crowd of you get them, and then you don't have to, you know, and the man doesn't know, and you don't know, and they don't know. It's all good, man.
Somebody sent me silver the other day in a big order. That was pretty cool to open up a heavy envelope.
Roberts, we're going to hook you up, man. Hold on a second.
The easiest thing in the world.
Okay. What I want to do is the Bitcoin community is a lot of these, you know, the smartest kids in the room, the open source Linux operating system, future of computing. They're now gazillionaires with the Bitcoin, whatever. Are you familiar with Bitcoin? You even heard of it?
I know what it is, but I'm not really smart about it.
You know, it's gotten to the point, I've been covering these guys from, I don't know, the beginning, back when they were nothing. And as it's grown and grown and grown, I finally, just this last month, put the first time a wallet on the smartphone of my wife. Because I've been screaming for the grandma just button. And they always go, just button, what's that? I go, whenever you talk, they go, well, you just this and you just that. And I'm like, yeah, come over here and show me your just button I don't see on my keyboard, okay? So they come and they start hammering. I go, that's not a grandma just button. When you guys get the grandma just button done, then I'm all over it. Well, now they're really starting to get grandma just buttons. Well, we have an event that we're going to be doing on Pi Day. You know, Pi is 3.14159, whatever. And I'm going, so Pi Day is, you know, there won't be another one for 100 years, is this March
14th, and we're doing a BitcoinSummit.info, a Bitcoin Summit here where we do our Freedom Summits here in Arizona and Phoenix. So that's going to be middle of this March. I would think that having you there, I wouldn't charge you anything, whatever, just give you a little section, a table of pimp out all the stuff there and encourage these people to bring their masters of whatever the hell it is to meet you and use you as a resource for the education of our generation and even younger ones and everything, using your service as a mechanism for being able to share information that people need to get up to speed on this stuff. If you're willing to do that, I'll get you nice. Where are you at, anyway?
North Texas.
Yeah, well, it's not like you're going to drive over from Southern California. But, you know, even if you just have a representative here or you want to come or whatever, I'll give you a free table to set up and talking to the right guys. Now, maybe,
why don't I just send you a box of DVDs of your choice and or a stack and some order forms, and you just have a little corner over there for the project, and if somebody wants to grab a DVD for free or give you a buck in a jar or whatever, that's cool.
Are you willing to do a little bit of art and have like a banner, like a, you know, 2x4 foot banner that we can put up on the wall to give it some prominent, there it is?
Well, yeah, that's pretty cheap, $100, $75, you can get a little banner. I need to have one anyway for whenever I'm out and about at a gun show.
If you do that, you know, for whatever you want to promote and how you want to do it, you send it to me. I'll put it up, roll it up, send it back, and then you have it. But I want to go ahead and you, because, see, we can do this. We have that, but I keep getting fractured in all the stuff that I do, and when I find, I always go, one less thing I got to do, okay? So if you have a lot of this stuff, and we can add some other and different things, and you're willing to do it until somebody bitches, you know, if you do that, I will give you prominent space and as a resource for a lot of these guys.
And also, I haven't ever made a big issue about it, but I have the ability to take anybody else's information and make a DVD out of it. I mean, I had somebody call me and say, hey, could you do something about XYZ? And I researched it and thought that was pretty cool and ended up being one of my project DVDs. So
yeah, no.
I will do custom work for anybody if they want it. It's not a big deal, a little bit of time up front, but no big deal. And it's worth the effort. You got a good customer there anyway once you make them happy. So leave that as an option. If anybody has their favorite DVD, I'll do it. Doesn't have to be save the world kind of a thing, but it'll help me keep my cash flow.
Yeah,
doing
no,
these other little projects.
Dave needs someone like you for just this very thing. You know, one thing that we did a the Philosophy of Liberty. You know that stick animation. You know that's
Larkin. I think it's Larkin Rose or Molyneux or somebody.
No, it was done by ISIL, Institute for National Society for Individual Liberty, and it was
that's great. It's on one of my DVDs. I think it's on a Larkin Rose DVD.
We took that, had it translated into Arabic from a guy in Moscow, and then sent thousands of copies to Alexandria, Egypt, that then transported it to Tahrir Square during the Arab uprising, you know, the Arab Spring. And,
well, that's cool.
And the ISIL, they freaked. They went, what the hell? The downloads of this movie, you know, of course, people were going online and stuff. That number one was, of course, the United States, followed by Saudi Arabia, Morocco, and Egypt. They go, what the hell did you do? I go, yeah. Because we created a site, a special edition on Freedom's Phoenix, that's Hariya Phoenix, which is Arabic for Freedom's Phoenix. And we have an Arabic Facebook, Arabic Twitter. We keep that updated all the time. We just want them to see what we're seeing. Hey, look, man, we know too, okay? So, because this whole uprising wasn't for anything other than you don't need Pharaoh number 300. I go, this is all about self-ownership. So if you use in their language a simple animation of that, that was, you know, not, you know, regional in any way, it's just a concept of I own myself, you do that, and that has a big infection. We'll see the ramifications of that for decades. So I'm going, this is where you come in. This is where you, but we also had to do it in a PAL format because the DVD players are different in the Middle East. So because they did it, you know, whatever. So we do that kind of stuff too. But the master we have is in that format that you could just, you know, copy. So there is a lot of things that we parallel. I really got to stop doing all this stuff because nobody was before. When you get people like you that are starting to take on this segment of activism, making this stuff available, well, then I can pull back, help you promote that, and then it's a one big giant chunk of stuff I don't have to do, and I can focus more on the site and the future and the radio show and all this other stuff. But I don't
That would be great. That would be great if you sent me some of your business that you need done, 100 copies of this or 50 copies of that or whatever. I'd love to do that.
Well, I know. See, that I can't afford you, though. I mean, I can just do it. I'll do it myself for my own personal use. But for people to be able to get it, see, the orders that I get and people, and it's just I don't have the time to be, and I'm not charging enough that I'm, you know, it's like a job. But if you're set up for this, for these larger orders, for people to use as a resource to get this stuff, when I'm doing, I bought in bulk over the year. We had about 200,000 DVDs. And what we did is but they weren't printable ones. We just put like little mailing labels on it. I mean, you know, just real dirt activism. Or we do the adhesive labels. So these.
Yeah, I started out that way. I remember with a magic marker and then the little 1-inch by 2-inch little squares.
Exactly.
And then I got the stick-on labels and the big old round labels that are painted in the butt. Line up straight, and now I can print right on the DVD with an Epson printer.
Well, how many do you do at a time? 1, 10, 5, what?
I have nine printers, and they take about 2 or 3 minutes per disc, so, you know, I can do hundreds in a day.
So, when we got these, we get them at, whenever, you know, Fry's goes on sale or Staples or they do, and then they give you a free memory stick, or I got memory sticks coming out my ass for that. And we go out and people would donate them. They'd bring by 100, 200, or we just buy them and so on. And one thing, let me ask you this one question. The packs of 100 stack high or something, when they sometimes, if they go from one batch of DVDs to another and you put them in the duplicator and you have one stack, 5 of them and 5 from the other one, sometimes it won't burn it because they're different batches of DVDs or some crap. You run into that?
No, I haven't had that. I've switched around and found the brands that are the best to deal with, and Philips is the best thing that I've come across.
Okay. Well, we got
25
these.
Cents.
That's one thing. We had so many, we got them for like, I ordered them online. We got them down to like 13 cents a piece. So we were just like, so when we do this, you know, it's whatever electricity and volunteer help. So I can make, and if I do the printing, that you're right, that's where it nails you, is all this printing and the ink and stuff. But when you, with the sleeve and everything, I can get it down to about 30 cents a piece, 25 to 30 cents a piece. When I do that, and it's a lot of labor, of course, so I just got volunteers. But when we do that, like the Sandy Hook thing, we did... Was it 3 or 5? I think it was 5,000 DVDs that we passed out all around Phoenix at different events to kind of seed, you know, what we knew was going to come, and it was very effective. So we would do that. But when you have all this stuff available and they go to you, if I can just send them to you for them to go find what they want, then I would be, that would be much more me willing to support and advocate and to promote and give you a free banner ad and all that kind of stuff just to go to you to get it, one less thing I got to do. But when I need it, you know, I'll just do it myself. But, you know.
I got you. But you'd probably like me to carry a few of your titles so that you can say, you can get my
absolutely
DVD over here at Dollar. You know, I'll do that. That's
absolutely
not a problem.
I tell you what, when you get this safe, Second Amendment is for everyone, the safe one, you get that, you're going to go, ew. You know, there's
what's
a
the
lot
name
of
it? What is it again?
Safe. Go to, are you at a computer?
Yep.
Just do www.safe, S-A-F-E, gunownersplural.com or org.
SafeGunOwners.com. Okay, it went to Freedom Phoenix. How could it go to Freedom Phoenix?
No, it's a special. It's a special edition of Freedom's Phoenix.
Okay, FreedomPhoenix.com front page. Safe. Okay, I'm seeing it. What am I looking for? A DVD? I mean, a video or
no? We don't have it up there. That's where I would put your ad. You know,
to get
you know, you see, 'cause we have a whole special edition. It is just for safe. I mean, it's all Second Amendment stuff that's regularly, you know, updated. So anybody that's, you know, just Second Amendment, and we have, you know, there's always various things that we do, that site, it just affords to Freedom's Phoenix because it has the capacity to create its own page, kind of like Facebook does. So you can have your own special edition. You can have your own pages. You can have your own editors and your own email dispatch and your own just for that edition. So SAFE, you know, we promote that, and that disc, when we do this, as things come up, they always do, and certainly when Bloomberg is coming to Arizona to try and do an initiative and take our guns kind of thing, well, what's going to happen? We're going to promote the living crap out of this. We're going to say, get this DVD of the yada, yada, yada. If we're not passing it out, I just send them to you. One less thing I got to do. See my point?
Yeah, I'm in. I'm game. Sure, sure.
Okay, so the ad sizes, I want you to go to the bottom of the page, any of the pages. Go take the scroll bar and just go all the way down to the bottom.
Got it.
All right, and on the that box with all the links on the right, from the right, the second column in the middle, it says advertise. You see the advertise there?
Yes.
Okay, go down to where it says website advertising. Let me see if that's the right one.
No, yeah, right. Website advertising rate.
Right. Yeah, just click on that. And right. And I just do it as a trade. We'll work out something. I'm not going to cost you. I don't care. This is what I want you to do. You look at the sizes there. You see all those different sizes, pixel by pixel, of the website banner? Okay, make note of this. If you got a pen, write this down, and you can create your banner, you know, that you're going to do, and, you know, the banner ads, you can make it the same artwork or similar. And these are the sizes that I need to do what we're talking about. You ready?
All right, I'm ready. Go.
The 728 by 90.
728 by 90.
The 468 by 60.
All right.
The 160 by 600 tall.
160, 600 tall.
And the 600 by 120 wide.
600, 120 wide.
And you might, if you've got nothing else to do, the 120 by 600 tall would be a good one, too. You do those sizes, and then I can just kind of flood it all over the site in the right places to do whatever, and we can promote
that. Wow, thanks. Gosh, Ernest, that's very generous. My God.
Well, I'm going to get something out of you one way or another anyway, you know, whatever it is. I have decided.
When I start getting rich, I'll send you some of the money, the silver. What was the last one? 120 by what?
600. See, each one of these, on the left side, you'll see on the site, that left column over there, they fit there, or in the newsletter. Right. Do you get our email dispatch that goes out daily?
Yes, I do.
You see the ads on the right side? You know, see, we've been really doing a lot of work behind the scenes. We haven't done a lot of formatting because we're doing so much of the back end stuff. And when we get that done, we're going to reformat the page and change the ads and yeah, 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 yeah. But the thing is, if you give me those sizes, then I can promote what you're doing and everything. And then you can pay me by sending me the banner, making great offer for people, doing the Bitcoin Summit of We Help Promote and Cross. And you got the one video of I Want and people be able to submit and we go free the planet and stuff. That's my main goal.
All right, Mike, I'll do whatever it takes to make this work. You betcha.
All right, we're done. That's it. You go ahead and you generate these. So this is what I need from you. One of these, maybe the 468 by 60 or something like that, might be the dimensions that you would need to just size it up to be whatever you need for your vinyl banner that you would use at your gun shows or something. Okay, so you come up with this artwork. You got a graphic guy that does this, or you do it?
Oh, I can come up with something. And mainly, I'm just promoting Dollar DVD Project Liberty, right? I mean,
But give me a page it lands on that may feature some of the movies that we think that this group or whatever would like.
And we can, of course, once you make the template, you can go back and modify it to make you happy for whatever situation.
Right.
I'm going to start. I'll start today. What's the first couple of sizes that I need to deal with right up front? What's the first thing that you'd like to see from me? 460 by what, something?
Probably the one that would have the most impact right away would be the 600 by 120 wide. That's at the top of our email dispatch. Then the tall ones, the 160 and the 120 by 600, those would probably get the most view. So
120 by 600 tall.
Yeah, and the 160 by 600.
I'll focus on those two. I'll send you samples of the banners I already have that are on multiple websites. And you can kind of go yay, nay, or bigger, yeah, longer,
no,
taller.
No, that's fine. Well, see, my thing is I want to make this when I have people that want to convert Bitcoin to silver, you know, Roberts & Roberts. Right? I don't have to worry about it. I mean, I could do it, you know, but I don't have to worry about it. You know, let them deal with it. Then you have things like DVDs. That would be you, and certainly I've done a lot in the past I'd like to get away from because it's not really profitable and it just takes up a lot of my time. Because a lot of people want to do what you're talking about. Hey, can you mix this one and this one? And Yes, I can. It just takes time. Are you willing to pay? Well, no, I was with this for freedom. And I go, okay, fine, talk to Ron. Then you have a lot of the other activism and different events that we do. There's things that I want to focus on that just take up my time that if you're willing, you're better at doing it, I would just send them to you. And whatever benefit I get out of it is I get to promote what I want. We cross-promote, put a banner on your site to Freedom's Phoenix or something. We'll work out something, okay? But I'm not so much I need money from you as much as I need your capacity.
That's perfect. That's where my needs are. I don't have any money to give you for banners and advertising, but we can certainly trade our efforts. You betcha.
I need a stack of 100 DVDs for something every 3 months of a prod, we'll work on it. But we've known each other for a while and we've been supporting each other kind of stuff. And here's an opportunity for us to really get it going. I want to get you at these events and just let them know that okay, here's some more information about whatever. But there's some videos that I think you should add that would kind of widen your demographic to include a lot of the other people that be encouraging for their parents or something to go there, and because it gives them credibility of whatever issue is important to them.
And you're going to send me a sample of each one of those that you're talking about?
Yeah, some of these are they're recent movies, like The Rise and Rise of Bitcoin. I don't think any of them are going to complain, but do we have that copy? Oh, yes, right. We rented it as an Amazon thing, you know, or Netflix or whatever. But anyway, so we'll go ahead and get these guys to, you know, a lot of these filmmakers I start putting in as a relationship with you of some kind of whatever, I don't care. But I'm just looking to get this information out. And if you can do this and help me, you know, free the minds of, well, that's one big giant thing I don't got to do. While I can focus on driving people to that, and I get, and you get a little bit of money in your busy and you get to send some DVDs and I get a freer community and who comes out ahead? See my point?
Yeah, really. Yeah, I got you.
All right. Hey, thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. You get those to me, boom, they go up. I show you. And if I got any problem with them, I'll let you know. We can all change. But we'll put those up and we'll start using it.
Well, thank you, Ernest, for helping out. I appreciate everything you've done and how you're helping me. I really appreciate it. And to help Donna, thank you. And my mailing address is on the order form on the PDF. I'll give it to you if you need it, but it's right there.
Oh, okay. You got it?
It's got it.
Yeah, she's got it. We're all good. All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It was good talking to you, Ron. Stay in touch with
and
you. Let
Ernest,
me know. Yeah.
Keep this particular phone number to yourself, if you don't mind. The other phone number that's on the website, the 776 number, you're welcome to use that. Give that to anybody, but this is my cell phone number, and I don't want to get it saturated with.
Got it.
Who knows? But
do
you know what I mean.
You got it, Donna.
Your cell phone number.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just put. Just it's make
on
sure the, it gets
in
my.
On,
yeah. No. We won't. Yeah. That's fine. We won't share.
It's all over his website.
No, he says that one is the phone number of whatever, but this one is his cell number. He don't want to share with everybody.
Oh.
Okay, well, the 5475 is the one you want shared or not?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, what? You want that one shared?
I do. I do want that one shared. 5475, and that can even be on the banner.
So yeah,
that,
do it. Right, whatever you want to do, do it. No,
I like,
you're
I like
making the banner. Call. Do it. Knock yourself out.
Right.
Okay, this number here is okay, but whatever we're on now is not. Okay, Don. Got it. All right, we're good. Hey, thanks, Ron. I'm going to forget 5 seconds after I hang up, so I'm waiting on you now, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Ernest. Thanks, Donna.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.